What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Chi.
I'm 34.
And I'm wearing my work clothes. That's how much time we had today. With this, it's 8 p.m.
It's 8 p.m.
Yeah. The last second, Bobby and I decided to switch the entire podcast studio around. So we have a new layout. It's definitely not done, but we hated what we had before. And I think we're on the right track. Once we get, we're going to have some nice curtains in the background, like some like show curtains, you know, like. Like, what do you call that?
Theater curtains?
Yeah, theater curtains.
Yeah.
But no. That like, works better. Okay. Vaudeville is what I was thinking. Anyway, yeah, so we have a bunch of announcements. Yeah, Ray's 34.
Well, technically, not right now, but when the episode comes out tomorrow, it is my birthday. So
congratulations, happy birthday, Ray. Buddy.
Thank you. So I want to see a bunch of gifts on Steam.
Right away. He has a wish list.
I have a wish list. Just look at it. Start joking.
Yeah, we'll get you something. I don't know what, but we'll get you something. It's like, you know, it used to be that if I wanted to play something obscure, I would dial it up and it'd be on Bobby's account. Since he's in, you know, since he's all over that shit now, it's your library. Punch Club, you had it.
I had it?
Yeah. See what I mean?
The fuck? Yeah. I had Punch Club?
Exactly.
No clue.
Yeah. And you'll never play it.
And either. Then apparently I'm on Humble Bundle again. I went back on Humble Bundle.
You're subscribed again?
Yeah. Because they had Chivalry on there.
Oh, man. They got you with that.
Yeah.
You know what I did today? I quit Amazon Prime.
Why?
Because I don't need it.
Like, why?
Why?
Because I don't need it.
I don't get it.
I don't get
you,
it.
You don't watch Prime Video?
No. Well, my girlfriend has an account. If I really want to, I mean, Dynasty is on there, so I got about.
Yeah, you don't need it. Well, don't you get packages?
Not as much as I used to. I used to do the subscribe and save, but not very much anymore.
Now you have your.
I make like a trip to Costco every 2 months, and I'm good.
I don't blame you, Bobby, because I never actually saw the initial value to signing up for Amazon Prime.
It's $120 a year.
Outside of like
$10 a month.
And one exclusive deal that I would have gotten.
I pay $50 a year.
Oh, do you have a Mexican one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
El Amazonian Prime.
No, that's I thought so.
I got a student.
Oh.
You just nice. Keep on putting on your fucking... I put my SCSU email on there, and that's it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
No, right. I only brought that up because, like, everybody around here has the TJ Costco card, and it's, like, half the price. It's, like, $60.
Wow.
As opposed to $100.
Okay. And it works stateside, then?
Yeah, it works stateside.
Mm. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Big announcements. We have our first official sponsor. It's pretty cool.
Woohoo!
You've heard their name a bunch recently because one of their guys over there, Fractal Josh, likes us. So Fractal Design, we're not going to be doing commercials for them. Basically, what's going on is they are going to help us build a computer for WASD. And in turn, we're going to mention them and talk about them. But the thing is, we can't talk about them positively for sure until we have something in our hands. Once we build a computer with it, well, once Bobby builds a computer, he'll be able to speak on it a lot better. But from what, like, they have mad respect from the...
So they go from
no, for
supplies.
Sure, I think we could talk positively
no, I know,
about them.
But I'm saying 100... But, yeah, but I'm saying...
I don't know, guys.
Firsthand.
I didn't meet the guy, so like I don't even...
No, I'm talking about firsthand. Have you ever worked with their equipment?
Oh, first impressions?
Yeah, or hands-on impressions, I
guess. Hands-on impressions.
Yeah, but what I can say is like when I was doing research about them, and they have a lot of respect in the PC gaming. It's almost like top shelf stuff. They talk about it as
yeah.
top shelf.
And I honestly feel like they're top shelf and they're settling with us.
Yeah, pretty so much. Yeah, they're doing us a favor. Let's yeah. be honest here.
I kind of see that.
Somewhere in the guidelines of like our agreement, I put, and you're going to help us get bigger. But really, aren't we supposed to be like, yeah. like
we're supposed to be helping them?
Yeah, 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 exactly.
No, we're helping each other out.
Again. Yeah, we're
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So check out their stuff. It's definitely very cool looking, and it's top shelf stuff. If you're building a computer soon, at least go check them out.
Wait, don't companies have to help out like the poor and stuff like that? So they're kind of doing that. It's like a charity thing. If you think about it, they're helping.
We're right off on their taxes.
Are we the charity?
Yeah,
that's basically what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, look at our studio right now. I would believe it too.
Man, this is going to get a long intro. I hate doing this much homework at the beginning, but it's okay. We're going to get to the games. WASD is a foundation that we had started on the side, getting vets in need, building them computers. And so Fractal Design is helping us do that. You can find them at WASD.org. And, yep, that's good there. Next, we said we're going to give Steam cards to our Patreons every 2 weeks. William Lyles, you're going to get a $25 Steam card through Steam. Hit me up on Discord. I got to make sure you're still listening. And so that's cool. And so get on Patreon, guys. It's easy. Just go to dlgaming.net. All our social media is there. By the way, I'm posting every day on social media, so... yeah, there's actually a reason to follow now. You can find all that stuff on dlgaming.net. And then the TwitchCon house.
I still need the Instagram.
So TwitchCon house, the update on that, like I said, it's more or less the same as from last time. TwitchCon house, we have our rooms fairly booked up, but if you are looking just for a place to crash, we have a community room that still has room.
The orgy room.
And then... we are going to have a networking pool party, so we need some funds for the floaties. I'm thinking, what, unicorn at least?
I have a floaty built in.
Oh, dude, me too.
Now that we have this new layout, I can see is my stomach.
The only reason I'm holding the pillow is not because I have a boner.
It's because you're self-conscious.
It's because I'm self-conscious and I'm hiding behind
the pillow. We're hiding
if
all
anything,
our Cheerios.
If anything, I should be the one self-conscious. Like, since we switched over to this couch layout, I just got called out for having, like, big calves. And I used to be really embarrassed by, like, my thickness.
Oh, was he talking to you?
Yeah, he was talking to me. Look at these, Bobby.
Oh, man, we were talking about these babies.
But no, like, that's the thing. It's like... When I stream, my lower body is cut out. But now that we're doing the couch stream again,
you don't
like,
have
literally can't. I can't hide behind my like. It's I can't disguise my legs.
You're squishing your calves against your thigh.
I do have really big legs.
No, but you have thick legs. So but that's
gonna,
not a bad
like,
thing.
So I was gonna legs. Say I was gonna like suggest this, and it's not really a suggestion. I think it's more like I think it'd be kind of cool because now that we're talking about this right now,
yeah.
Okay, so TwitchCon house is coming. How about you and I?
Yeah.
Do like, let's lose weight. Let's have like a challenge from here to TwitchCon. We start on August 1st.
What do you weigh?
Right now, probably like 250, 255.
Okay, so we're close. I'm probably 245.
So
we probably don't even have to do a percentage. We could do straight up.
We can just do straight
contest.
Up.
Contest.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like,
ooh, and then something embarrassing.
Something embarrassing that we have to do at TwitchCon house. Whoever does not, whoever loses,
shave your head.
Fuck you. Oh, balls, dude. What? I've been trying hard to get rid of this bitch.
Don't do that to her.
I'm already bald. Shave our asses.
He can't be. He can't
shave
be,
our asses.
He can't be.
On stream.
Right. So right now.
There goes the Fractal Design sponsorship.
Right now, somebody at Fractal is just like, you did what?
I don't know. The suggestions. I say everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Send some suggestions.
Send suggestions on the Discord.
But
for the loser.
I'm glad that you mentioned that. So hopefully, if everything works out perfectly, we're going to have a complete computer by TwitchCon. Mobius that's Christopher's from WASD is going to be there. We're going to present to the computer to a vet in need from San Diego at TwitchCon.
Hello.
Bunch of pictures, hugs.
I should get out
feelings.
There and network with some Navy people.
There you go.
Yeah.
Network. Well,
maybe. But
you would.
I think that's it. Okay. That's all the homework.
Okay.
So we're stoked. We'll figure something out. Yeah. We need suggestions. Thanks for the sub, Epic. Try hard face.
Yep. All right, so let's talk about some games on the radar, games that have come to our attention recently. We had a few good ones suggested in the Discord this week. I wanted to pull some of these up. The first one was suggested by Recycled. He suggested a game called Dark, D-A-R-Q.
Hate it already.
Is how it is spelt. This is actually so it's a horror game, but it's one of those platformer puzzle games. Kinda it reminds me a little bit of Neverending Nightmares, maybe even Little Nightmares too as well. But visually, it's just very interesting. It's about a kid that is dreaming lucidly, but he can't get out of the dream.
Very Tim Burton.
Yeah, very Tim Burton. Very washed out colors, a lot of dark gray, black. It's just not a whole lot. Not a whole lot of color here.
Dark is really dark.
But it plays with the perspective a lot, from what I can tell on these puzzles. You know, I always like the looks of these games, but I never play them. Fran Bo is still on my to-do list, and I have not gotten around to that. So as much as I like the look of this game, I don't know if I'm honest with myself if I'd get around to playing it. Its release date is August 15th. And no price yet.
But here's the thing about these games. The insides, the... what's the other one?
Little Nightmares.
They're usually about 2-3, maybe 4 hours.
Yeah, they're pretty short.
That's the good part. Because they're so graphically... There's so much work goes into the backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't make them very long.
I like games like this because, like you said, they are fairly short. So it's almost like a visual novel.
Yeah.
Or a visual short story.
So usually without
getting through it.
Saying anything, too. Like, the story is told through the gameplay, which is great.
Yeah. All right, next up is Jupiter Hell.
I don't like the name.
But it looks a lot like...
Oh.
You put this on there, Emilio. That's why I was pausing.
Oh, only because somebody else had recommended it. But anyway, they were saying like Doom-like gameplay and all this. And I was like, what's this have to do with Doom? Besides the setting. You're a guy going through corridors, killing things. But really, it's a lot more like what's super hot, where things only happen when you move. So time only passes when you take action, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it makes it a lot more strategic than it is.
It's so creepy. Like, no, I'm sorry, because that's not creepy. What the fuck am I talking about? No, there was this VR game I was looking at that there's, like, this monster that chases you, and only when you're looking at him. So when you look away and you look back, he's already closer to you.
Ugh.
The caption underneath it said, like, chess. Like with shotguns.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I like the presentation behind this game. I'm not sold, but I'll like, play it. And check it out and let you guys know.
Yeah. So early access, no price yet, but August 1st is the release date.
So it said something like, play strategically, and then it says, or play fast as fuck. And then it goes to that portion of it, and it was not fast as fuck.
Yeah. So, yeah, at the beginning of the trailer here, they're playing the Emperor's Waltz here, you know, kind of that lullaby sound. And so that, I guess, is the strategic, if you're playing strategically. But then later in the trailer, they say, if you want to play fast, then...
Or fast as fuck.
Right, here's fast as fuck.
Whoa, guys, calm down.
Whoa, bro.
Yeah, okay.
That's kind of corny.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of those games, like Hotline Miami, they're about playing fast. So I like that this game's trying to give you an option between the two. Jupiter Hell, that's an odd name for a game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up, this one was suggested by Warconius. This game is called 30 Birds, all one word. Sounds weird. 30 Birds. The number's 30 Birds. And there's no Steam page. This game is very difficult to find. There's only two trailers on YouTube, and it's made by a single developer. But
is the developer Warconius Industries?
I know, right? He's making a game.
No, it's a French guy, or perhaps he's Canadian.
This game
was so visually appealing that I just had to put it on here. Let me switch. Man, I got a lot of buttons to hit now. All right, there we go. So it's like what I'm looking at is...
Paper Mario, Boom Blocks.
Yeah, like Paper Mario, but it has like a stained glass look to it. And it plays with perspective, so you can run around corners, much like in Fez. You can run around a corner and go to a different side of a building.
Oh, wow.
And the animation is very choppy, like it's you're watching a cartoon or a read-along story or something.
Pop-up book or something.
Yeah, it looks
like
very
that.
Pop-up book. But the colors, like,
gee,
it just
check this
screams
out.
Stained glass windows to me. This looks very, very interesting. Like, just visually, right away, I'm just taken aback by this game. And some games do that. Some games are just like, you take one look at them, you're just like, wow, this has already hooked me. You good there, Chi?
<I know.
laughs> Whoa. Hopefully it's enough to, I mean, hopefully it has a good story as well. Cause just, yeah. I mean, visually it is stunning, but who knows if it's enough to hold up.
But what do you do?
Exactly. Very little is known about this game. And like I said, if you Google this game, like nothing shows up, like the wrong thing show up, like 30 Birds is apparently like an educational company or something. And like, that's what keeps popping up for this. Like the only place, I don't know where Warconi has found this, but it, he posted a YouTube video to it. So yeah.
30 Bird Media, Dirty Bird.
Dirty Bird's the restaurant.
There's
in my neighborhood.
There's a porn with 30 penises.
All right.
There's nothing, man.
Dirty Birds has amazing wings out here.
Next up is a game called Savior. This was recommended on our Discord by ProSoro. And again, this game visually struck me because it has that 8-bit or 16-bit look, yet the motions are so smooth. And it's such a weird juxtaposition to see such low resolution graphics, but then also see that really smooth frame rate and really smooth motion. When the dragon flies by, you'll see what I'm talking about here. But yeah, this looks good.
It's one of the things that make Dead Cells like stand out amongst. It's just so fluid. There's so many frames per every movement that it all looks, yeah, exactly what you said. It doesn't seem like it fits.
Yeah, now this game is, I believe, they don't have a release date or a price available for this game.
So it's basically a 2D parkour game. It's supposed, the first thing you see that they advertise is how fluid the controls are and how pixel perfect, that's what they said, or pixel tight. I actually really like the wording on that. So if the controls are that good, it looks this good, who knows?
The main character, it looks like she's in some,
like Mulan.
But she's more white. Like the last Airbender.
Oh yeah.
Because she's, you know, she's doing a lot of movement, throwing her pole arm around, and I would say more Airbender, because Mulan was...
It's funny that you bring that up, G. I was going to bring up Airbender only because, Bobby, right now when you're saying you couldn't find anything on that one game. So I watched this one video saying that there was going to be a sequel to The Last Airbender, the TV show, and that it was going to be like him growing up after the original thing. And I was like, oh my God, it blew my mind. And I shared it with everybody. And then I did a little more research. I can't find anything to support any of it besides that one YouTube video. And I think the one guy just faked it really well. And that shit happens sometimes. I'm almost thinking if maybe that little video we saw was only just like a tech demo.
Maybe it was a trailer for a fan fiction.
If there's nothing about it.
Just kidding.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. But, you know, if it's one guy making a game, then it's possible. I follow up with Warconius about that. but this game, Savior, it does look good. It's an action platformer, and I can see why they would stress that game feel, because that's so important in these types of games. You know, Shovel Knight really built its reputation on that, having that really tight controls and feeling like you have the power. So that could be good, something to keep an eye on. He suggested that for you, too, Emilio, since you tend to like those types of games.
Yeah, I might like it. Thanks, Hazel. 10 months. Let's go.
What I was going to do. I was going to try to subscribe. I think I subscribed the other day. I'm not sure.
God, I can't subscribe anymore without my Amazon Prime.
You literally fired off the podcast. I'm just... The $4 you were giving was all you were contributing.
Hey, $5. But we only get half of that.
It's $2.50.
The next game was suggested by USCG Boats. Welcome back. We haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
But he suggested Otto.
Was he on a boat?
He might have been.
Or a submarine?
A submarine. That's what I think of when I hear that, but it's possible. This game that he suggested is called Automa Chef.
I saw this. This looks kind of cool. It's like, what, Factorial, but like with food?
With a kitchen. Yeah.
Factorial mixed with, what is that game that we play? With the chefs.
Overcooked. Yeah. But I'd say more, Factorial. The only thing it borrows from Overcooked is the kitchen setting.
Yeah.
But this game, after watching a little bit of it, it looks very much like Factorial. You are building machines to do your job and make it easier. Then you build different machines to automate other parts of the job. So you're just building this production line for a restaurant.
I never played Factorial. Like, what was... what's the point? Like, do they just tell you not to touch that game?
I refuse to.
Is it like min-maxing more or less?
Oh, it's from Team 17.
Optimization.
So basically, I mean, the story.
And Herpes Interactive.
Whose hair was just in my mouth?
Is it from earlier?
Wrong podcast.
Where did that come from? What story was on this couch?
I don't know. The story behind Factorio is that you land on a fucking crash land mm-hmm. on a planet, and you start to want to build a spaceship, right? Mm-hmm. But that takes so much. You need to think about a spaceship with one person, right? So you need to start making all these buildings, blah, blah, blah. You need to mine. You need to, you know, a crazy amount to make a spaceship. And so you start doing that, but then you start making pollution on this world that doesn't have people. And the animals hate the pollution, so they attack you. So you have to defend your factory as you're trying to make this rocket ship. And yeah,
that's Factorio?
That's Factorio.
That sounds sick.
No, it sounds sick. But then you look at the super complex.
I've seen, like, it looks like a fucking, like, a motherboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, motherboard. You need a train to move materials around. Mm. It's crazy.
This one looks better for me. Just fucking make some burgers. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go.
So, Ottawa Chef is $13.49 on sale right now. Oh, okay. Typically $15. It's published by Team 17 Digital, so the Worms guys.
Yeah.
Hermes Interactive, not familiar with them. But this game is out. It's not early access. You can buy it right now. Reviews are fairly positive. Not too many people playing this game.
345 people today. You know it's good. Totally. That's kind of neat.
Kind of neat.
Yeah.
I think it's Factorio Lite from what I can see.
But like, I feel like if, instead of playing this, I'd rather play like FTL or something.
Oh, you should talk about that this week, because right after your homework is when you
can play FTL. I played for FTL.
I mean, let's get into highlights.
Yeah, we're into highlights, so if you want to talk about it.
Oh, nothing, guys. It was fun. It pissed me off, and it made me want to go back in again and try to beat it. And then I went to the last boss, and I wasn't doing shit, and I thought I was powerful as fuck.
Yeah.
And I wasn't doing anything. I was like, what the hell? And like, and I was getting some damage done, and then I was like, should I leave the battle? And then like on the other side, I'm paused, and I'm like on YouTube like reading strats. And like,
dude, I saw you on different Discord channels asking the same question. I was like, man, he looks like he's a crackhead for FTL.
I went on the wrong channel. I think I had like an adventure and then some other channel.
You guys got any of that FTL?
FTL? Come on, guys.
So it really connected with you after
your homework.
After the homework.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I actually really liked it. And then I got a new ship, but I didn't like it. So I wanted to try like using my old ship again. And I learned more stuff, so it's just I kind of trying to do like a different build as I started playing again. Mm-hmm. But then I noticed it was like 3 a.m. and I had to work the next day, so I shut it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those games.
Yeah,
I lost track of time.
You had a busy week, right?
Yeah. I lost track of time, man. It was a fun game.
Bobby, hit us with that banger that you had said.
Oh, man. Which one?
Legend of Grimrock 2 main theme.
Okay, well, Legend of Grimrock 2.
Yeah.
Before I talk about this game, I'm going to set the mood here. I'm going to play the main theme. So whenever I load up this game, I got really into it, by the way. Totally hooked on Legend of Grimrock 2 this week. But every time I load up to the main menu, I have to just wait for the song to play out just a little bit because it is quite the jam here. Let's play a little bit. And I'll just... All right, we're building up. We're building up. Just wait for it. Let me bring it up here. It's going to kick in any second. It's majestic. There it is. Oh, yeah, dude. Ready for adventure.
It feels like a
it's like Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. So, yeah. Just love that intro music right there. So grand.
Are you going to learn this on the piano and play it for us?
I wonder if they do have sheet music. This wasn't a hugely popular game, so maybe not. But
I used to have a song from Lunar Silver Star Story Complete. Yeah. Did you ever play that game? It was a Sega CD game, then later on came out on the PlayStation. It was an RPG.
No. Yeah.
Lunar Silver Star Story Complete. And they had a theme thong. Then fuck, man.
A theme thong.
the thing. Fuck you guys. And it was so good that, well, the the game came like in a bundle with like the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. I'd rock that soundtrack because two of the songs, one, they're kind of very Disney-ish. So you know how I kind of like Disney. So like there was the main song, the theme song was really good. And then like during the, like halfway through the game, there was like this little boat scene and she just sings to the stars. It was super cute and awesome. Mm-hmm. And that song was just, I used to know that shit by heart.
So Bobby, my thing is, since you like it so much, is this your new like alarm clock ringtone? How do you wake up every morning?
It's pretty good.
What sound?
Have you fucked with it yet?
That would be an odd song to get busy to. I don't need an alarm clock during the summer.
Fractal has a giant cancel sponsorship button. They just keep slamming it. It's like, it's not working. Bigger cocks.
Oh, they knew what they were getting into.
Yeah, they did.
All right. So Legend of Grimrock 2. I played the first one back in 2012, and I really liked that one. And I always meant to go back to the second one. I bought it right when it came out, played about an hour of it, and then just wasn't too into it. But for some reason, I was like, I'm totally in the mood for this game. I think the RPG bug has really hit me because all the Divinity that Emilio and I have been playing. Mm-hmm. So I started playing this again, and it just went so smoothly. So this is a grid-based RPG. If you don't know what that is, because these aren't the most popular type of RPGs, you move one square at a time. You have your party in the corner here. You can adjust so many things, like who's in front, who's in back, what weapons are accused. Yeah, it's
which is weird.
First person, but you're moving like one step forward, one step back. You have to turn left. It's a very awkward control. The first time I ever encountered this was with a Nintendo game. I believe it was called Swords and Serpents. And I found it so annoying at first. And I kind of played it out of spite. Like, I'm not going to let this game get the better of me. And eventually I came to like it.
Wizardry was like that as well.
Yeah.
On the Wizardry was. Okay.
Yeah. Swords and Shields. And
there's just not a lot of these games. I mean, there is actually, this is part of a bundle. There was a bundle that you could get. Like Vaporum is a newer game that you can get that is like this. But Legend of Grimrock 2, I absolutely love this game. The first one was very claustrophobic. You're in dungeons all the time. Everything's very dark. You're looking for torches. It's very stressful. But this one, you start out crashing on a beach. It's bright and sunny. You know, it's a beautiful beach scene. Whoa. Then you go into a lush forest. And then there's all these different areas, like such a wide variety of areas. And I always like that about a game. You got these murky bogs. You got these lush forests. This huge, huge desert with just so many enemies and these giant rock monsters. Just so many cool things happen. Plus dungeons. The dungeons are still there. Now, this game is also a hell of a lot longer than the first Grimrock. This game's like, I'm at 20 hours and I'm probably 80% of the way through.
Damn.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Bobby, try to remind me this. I remember we were excited for this because we really liked the first one. Mm-hmm. So we both bought it. And then we were both playing it. Were we online playing together? I feel like we were.
We might have been. So this is, like, I always remember the first Legend of Grimrock because it was around 2012 when I was starting to get back into PC gaming. And this was one of the games that I played. So for me, it's always one of those games that I just look back on fondly. And I don't think you ever beat it, but I...
The first one, no.
Yeah, the first one. But I remember we were playing it about the same time.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a great game. The first one still holds up.
Does the second one have multiplayer?
Oh, no. No, it doesn't.
Really?
Completely single player.
So we were playing it at the same time, separately.
Yeah, we must have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this game has a ton of riddles, a ton of puzzles, and they are not easy. Like, you've got to figure these out based on the clues that they give you, and the answers are all there, but it's just... It's very tough compared to a lot of RPGs, but you go through it slowly, you enjoy your time, and it's such an enjoyable game.
There's a snack on the corner of the table. No, that's awesome, Bobby. How old is this game, though? It does seem a little outdated.
Let's take a look here.
2014.
So, yeah, 2014, and this game is... $23.99. I know I got it for less than this. It's been part of bundles. Historical lowest price on Steam was $4.79, apparently, back in 2015. Like, it's been on sale. I know 24 bucks seems like a lot, but this game will take you like 25 hours. And in my opinion, it's well worth it. If you really like RPGs, and I don't like RPGs, but for some reason, I've just really been into them lately. Yeah, loving this game. Would never assign it for homework, though. This game is a bit much for that. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you saw on Discord, if you're hanging out on Discord. So the party that I made, it's four characters. So I made all four of us.
I saw that. Yeah.
Okay.
Which one am I?
Oh, man. I wish I could bring the picture up here. Let's see if I can find it. But no, nah, I don't have time to do that. I'm
What's
trying
my
to do
class?
Too much. Chi, you're a rogue.
You're a rogue.
Yeah. You're also a rat.
I saw that.
What?
Yeah. But, you know, what? Hey.
Who's the babe then? Who has the tit?
Well, you're a female ratling. Yeah. So it's, you know, but you get like better dexterity. It was good for the rogue thing. So yeah, I had to make you
wait
a rat.
A second. There's an actual human chick in this game. Who's the chick?
Oh, no, not in my party. What you're seeing is just, you can create any race and class you want when you create
and
your
party. And you decided to turn me into a human ratling.
Yeah.
That's how you feel about me, Bobby?
Well, you were a rogue and you get like +2 to dexterity. So yeah, it had to, yeah. You look at the positive here, Chief.
I lost my phone. You see it?
Down there?
Oh.
I felt something vibrating.
Yeah. Ray, you are a knight and you are an insect. So you have a lot of
like
protection.
The beetle thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, I mean, your race gives you like certain perks and downsides, but I can build you anyway as well. So you and Amelia are kind of going both the same direction. Sword and board, heavy, heavy hitting. But you're more on the protection side. Emilio's a barbarian cow. And,
wow. I will happily accept my rat race. And that. Wow. Amelia's not in the room to react to this.
All right. I have to bring the pictures up now here. I'm going to look for Twitch. I think I posted it in the Hangout. And then I'm a dashing, good looking wizard human. So.
Wow, Bobby.
Yeah.
And, I guess it is your game.
Yeah. But, you know, I figured.
You wouldn't even give me, like, the -2 to. Dexterity
it
and
had
just
to
make
be a
me
rat.
Pretty.
I thought about it. I was like, it's gotta be the rat. I don't know. Maybe I can search by my name here.
I would never do that to you, by the way.
You would never make me a ratling in a game, even if it was beneficial.
No,
for the team?
I would make you.
I would happily take one
for
the team.
I would.
She'd be easy to find, right? Bobby never talks on Discord like ever. So should come. Thanks, man.
How do you search for like what? Like people were talking though.
I don't know. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'll find it. It's got to be in here somewhere.
That's fine.
I think I put all the mixer in here and all the
It's all right. Amelia, how do you feel about the fact that Bobby got to customize his party of characters and you get to choose your race like in Skyrim? Bobby is a human wizard.
I know about all of it.
I'm a rogue rat.
I helped him with it.
See, you're like, make me a cow. Moo.
Yeah, I don't mind. What's my class, Bob?
You're a barbarian.
Yeah, that's
how
cool.
Does that one song go where it's like, I'm a cow bitch, moo.
I'm sure that's exactly how it goes.
Basically, I think
I'm
so.
I'm a cow bitch, moo.
No, I think it's...
Moo, moo, no. All right.
Somebody understands my reference.
Oh, I'm going to show you something. I'll tell you later. If we can find it.
Yeah, I can't find it. You should have posted it on Twitter. It would have been easy to find there. I tried to pick pictures that I thought were most reflective of you guys, but it didn't really work too well. But, yeah. So, Legend of Grimrock 2, highly recommend. I know the price is high, but if you're into RPGs, I streamed some of it, too. And I knew it wasn't going to be a very good game to stream. And if you hung out at the end of the stream, you probably watched me for about 15 or 20 minutes trying to figure out one stupid riddle before I finally gave up. So,
for a rizzle.
Yeah. So it's not the greatest game to stream. All right. What else we got to talk about?
Stay Alive. Who's that?
That's me. That's the movie I watched. Do you want to go right into the movie?
No.
Ooh, that's not. Yeah. Let's go into Wolfenstein. We could both speak on that.
Wolfenstein. Young
Blood. Oh, you guys played?
Oh, have I played?
So Bobby,
I wish I had time to play this.
Bobby, you put in, who knows, 15 hours?
20.
Okay, 20 hours. Let me, because you have so much more to say, have you played online?
Yeah.
Oh, with who?
Everybody.
Ooh. Okay, cool. So I just wanted to bring this up, and maybe you can... Multiplayer shooters, in my experience, it's basically like two guys or whatever, three, four, whatever. But there's a front line and you're fighting and they have a front line and you're shooting each other. There's a shootout. That's how it goes.
and that's it. You kill them, and then you move forward, and that's how it goes. But in this, I really feel like I had so many opportunities to save my friend, like way more than I would, because I don't know if I was playing because I was playing with JP Diddy, who just runs headlong into everything. But there was a lot of like, oh, that guy's about to shoot him, and I saved him, like way more than other games. I felt like I was actually contributing.
I think the whole dynamic of just having one partner changes everything, because we're used to Borderlands where there's four total players. It's a little more chaotic, and just to have one other person, and I've noticed just playing with a lot of randos that there's a lot more you don't get as many trolls. I haven't gotten any trolls. People
playing
have
with
actually
randos?
yeah just playing with randos.
We have a full Discord of people that are waiting to play with.
I would love to play with people. I got the buddy pass, man. If we could figure out how to get it to work.
But so is it you?
What? Oh, the problem with that? I don't know. I've looked so much online, but I have no idea what's causing the issue.
Let's explain.
I haven't tried with anybody else. So I bought the $40 version. I paid an extra $10 over the $30 price so I could get the buddy pass. You get a few other perks, but I wasn't interested in that. I wanted the buddy pass. So basically, someone else could download the demo and then play with me for free. And that can be anybody. It can be Emilio one day. It can be Ray the next day. So I thought, hey, that's great. But it's linked to your Bethesda account. And it seemed like, I don't know, I couldn't figure out the whole friends list thing. And I kept sending invites. It said they sent to you. And we just couldn't get it to work. We tried for like half an hour to
play
together.
And I'll freely admit, it's usually me fucking up on this. But then I went to JP Diddy and we got it done in 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's so weird. Did you guys play Fallout 76 together?
No. We became Bethesda friends in order to do this, and then we went from there.
See, I couldn't find out any way to add friends. Every time I looked up how to add a friend on Bethesda, it sends you straight to Fallout 76.
You guys are fucking with me right now.
It wasn't working.
Stop saying this so
many
times.
Are you sure you're on the Bethesda launcher, or for some reason it was just Origin disguising itself as Bethesda?
Were you spelling it wrong? Or were you spelling it Bethesda?
I'm pretty sure I got it right.
The Bethesda website has the worst friends list.
It was tough. Yeah, we couldn't figure it out. I was very disappointed, but I played this game right when it came out, so everybody else was online, and a lot of people kept joining my games. Some people would come, they'd screw around for a little bit, and then they'd leave, but eventually somebody would come
voice?
In.
Can you communicate?
Yeah, yeah, there's in-game voice. No typing to each other, but in-game voice.
Awesome.
But eventually I would come across, and this happened two or three times. I played this entire game with like two or three different people, and then a good portion by myself as well. But I would run into someone who was just like, let's get into this, man. I got hours to kill. Let's do it.
Cool.
And, you know, we worked very well together. You know, he wasn't just running around shooting everything up, you know, just being like a troll. There was none of that with this game.
You finished the game, Bobby?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I finished the game. I did all the missions you could after that, like the after the end of the game.
Who's the main character, the blonde chick or the brunette?
No, it's equal
both.
Parts. Yeah,
they're
so you,
twin
even
sisters.
If you play single player, you have both players in there.
Yeah.
This game is really interesting. First of all, it got really bad reviews. I shouldn't say reviews because I don't count Steam reviews as reviews. It got a negative reaction initially from people because it's not what you expect from a Wolfenstein game.
Correct.
It's not a single player campaign. It is, but they changed it a little bit. It feels more like The Division or Borderlands or one of these games where it's non-linear. So you have your home base and then you jump out to different parts of a map and you do missions there, and then you go to another part of the map, do a mission there, then you go back to a part you're already at, but you're doing a different mission. There's a lot of that going on.
And the bad guys are getting harder and harder.
Yeah.
And you're leveling up.
Yeah, so you have an XP bar, you're leveling up, you're getting perks, you're become stronger and stronger, and so do the enemies as well. And really, it's a different way of going about it, but you end up in the same spot. I beat this game probably after about 13 hours. It feels like there's less story in this. There's less cutscenes. The cutscenes are long, though. The cutscenes are like 4 minutes, 5 minutes long. They just dump a whole bunch of that on you. And
do you not like that?
No, it's okay. I mean, that's something I really enjoyed about the other ones was the cutscenes and the story. This one I felt was a little lighter on it, but it still was was adequate. I really liked this game, for the record. Like, I played a ton of it.
So, you know, I thought those bad reviews were completely unfounded.
It was all based on expectations.
The children are playing. We can keep talking.
Yeah. They were just like, this isn't like the other two games. And I'm like, dude, everyone complained about the other two games, too. Like, when those came out, people were just like, wah, like about whatever. You know, and it's not like those ones sold extremely well, either. Like, none of the Wolfenstein games have sold like hotcakes. So, I wasn't going into it expecting like this to be groundbreaking. And if you check the Steam forums, it's just nothing but people complaining. I think they're being a little dramatic. Yeah. But I played the hell out of this game. I loved it. I basically did everything you could possibly do in this game. Rather than run around and collect collectibles or start achievement hunting, like, I've done everything you could do in this game. I don't even know if I'd want to play anymore with anyone else because I've just done everything. But
you totally got your $40 worth.
Yeah. Like. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And what I like, too, about the different builds is you can... So you can build your character any way you want. Eventually, you're probably going to unlock all the skills. But for me, I was just like, I was like, I'm going to just build as much damage as I possibly can. I had some guy join my game, and he was going all melee damage and the cloaking ability. So he was just running up and stabbing
everybody. That's what JP did, and I went heavy weapons. So I would let him go ahead and take out as many as he could. As soon as things went loud, I was already holding the heavy weapon, and
yeah,
I could clear out some stuff.
Yeah, and the stealth part is fun, and I kind of wish I would have done more of that, like done the whole melee build. Because as you, when you use the weapons, they become more powerful. So first thing is like get 40 kills with this weapon, then you do 4% more damage. Get another 40 kills, you do 6% more damage. So like the more you use a weapon, the more powerful it becomes.
Well, I think that's where some replayability might come, Bobby. Like, you know, at the very beginning, they have you build your, roughly build a character. Mm-hmm. Most of it's aesthetic, I believe, but there are some, like, you can go cloak, or I forget what the other thing
the
is.
The rush ability, where you run into them and knock them down.
Right. Yeah. So you could play completely different the next time if you wanted to make another character. Yeah.
But you also, like, my character is level 55 right now. I've unlocked everything but maybe six of those little squares, and there's 36 of them. So I've unlocked just about everything in that game. But so if I wanted to, I could totally switch it up and play a different style, which I did do at points. But I don't know. I really enjoyed the game. I thought it was fun. Like, story was a little light. I mean, I was kind of, because it was open world and because it was like, I don't know. I felt a little bit like, is it just trying to prey off of some addictive nature? Like, oh, you got to run around and kill everything and then get that XP and then grind up and check all these little boxes. Like, that's one thing you definitely don't get with a single player campaign. It's just, I don't know. I feel like that's a little more of a straightforward approach. So, you know, when I was going through it, I was a little bit ambivalent about the whole thing, but I realized at the end of it, when I'd beaten the game, I'm like, I really ended up in the same spot. I spent 13 hours on this game, and I had a really good time.
And it's not open world, Bobby. That's not how it...
It's non-linear. It's non-linear.
Right.
So my question for you, with especially for the co-op element and it having the buddy pass and everything else, are there any... What co-op elements make it unique? Is it because you're shooting side by side, or is it anything like Army of Two where... You know, you were working together to get through certain scenarios, or
there's the obligatory, I can't open this door by myself, and then he comes over. There's that stuff.
Well, they do that to gate you, so you can't just run off too far away from your partner. Eventually, you reach an area where you have to both click on something to open a door to get to the next area. So they use that for gating purposes. But also, they have these things called peps. So if you press a button, it gives you and your ally a buff, and you can switch which one that is. And I noticed,
whoa, sis, you're badass.
Yeah, they do a little hand gesture.
And then she feels so awesome for a second.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they do.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you know, she gets a little bit of...
And there are things like, you know, restore 50 armor, restore 50 health, do double damage for 5 seconds. You
I
know,
wish my
like
sister
that.
Were a gamer, because so, this would be our lives.
Dude, introduce her.
Trust me. If she's not a gamer by now, she's never going to be a gamer.
They have southern accents because they're, you know... what's his name?
BJ Blazkowicz's daughters.
Yeah. And they're teenagers. They must be like, I don't know, 16, 17.
Yeah, 18? I get the feeling like 15, 16.
And so they don't know much about life, but
yeah, I don't think they're sexually active.
No, but I meant
like, yeah, right, 16-year-old girls.
But they're
what are you talking about, man? They're getting pregnant at 13 now, man.
But they're inherently good Nazi killers because of the dad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're children killing Nazis.
Yeah.
I like the whole campiness of the whole thing.
Then. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole series. But yeah, the opening cutscene is him like training his daughters. And so you get a little bit of background there. And then remember the black chick with the afro from the second one? So her daughter is like your intelligence officer. Right, she's at the home base giving you all the details, you know, doing all the computer stuff.
So what made Wolfenstein 2 so good were all these quirky characters that had mm-hmm. nothing to do with the didn't matter, but ultimately it just added to the story. They have a few of those, way less, but they kept going down that route. They have the mute, right? And mm-hmm. They have the daughter or whatever. And so,
yeah, it's the same tone.
I really like
for sure, but it's definitely lighter on the story. Also, we totally skipped over this, but the game is set in 1980. But this game does not hit you over the head with the whole 80s thing. It's not Stranger Things.
Look at the clothing and the weaponry.
Yeah, no, it is definitely 80s. You're collecting cassette tapes.
Oh, that's cool.
The music sounds good on the 80s
side. I wish it were my week for homework because this sounds like a really good option for me.
But it's 80s German version.
Yeah,
which is
We're still living in the alternate universe.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
Exactly what you said. Sorry.
Yeah. So I don't know. I really had fun with this game. Like I played it to exhaustion. I don't think I can get any more out of this game, but the way that they set this up with this more open world style, even though it's not exactly open world, it lends itself more to expandability. I could see them adding a new map area and a new set of weapons or a new mission, new pack of missions. Like it would be really easy to implement that in a game like this.
When we're talking, Bobby, I think we should go back to us, right? My big stomach.
I think we are on us.
Oh, are we on us? Okay, yeah. Cool. Making sure.
I don't know. I keep.
How do I know?
I don't know.
When
man.
Do I know when to flex?
I'm clicking on something. Just assume the camera is always on you. Everybody's
the camera's always
at you.
On you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I really like this game. I think it's unfortunate that a lot of people had a negative reaction to it right off the bat. And if they were to make another one of these Wolfenstein games, like.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Cyberpilot, right? So mm-hmm. it came out at the same day. It's the VR game, which I was super hyped up about. Dude. I don't know if you heard about the concept, but you're doing your part to fight the Nazis by hacking into their computers and taking over their robots and killing them within their own bases with their own robots. How sick is that, right?
That sounds mm-hmm. dope.
Got a 30%?
DDoS and the Nazis.
Wow.
Yeah, 32%.
It's 20 bucks.
But it's mostly because of technical difficulties and stuff like that, from what I
you're actually failing at the game.
So once it works,
you can't hack.
Oh, I got to buy I have to buy Skyrim.
No, I'm sorry.
And Doom, and I was thinking of this one.
I mean, you don't have to buy them.
Well, I have to. They're on sale right now.
Oh, okay.
They're on sale. Skyrim's like 19 bucks, the cheapest ever been.
This is why you have Punch Club.
And no, because I want to play Skyrim in VR. And then they have that Doom VR game, which I want to play too.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're cheap. The Doom VR is like $9 right now.
Okay.
I think. So I have to.
Okay. Open Critic has it at 52%.
But, yeah. I don't know. I don't give much weight to reviews personally. Like I don't care. Like, anything Wolfenstein, I'm going to play.
But Bobby, you had a really good. You suggested something along two things actually. One, find a reviewer that is along your lines, like one of these YouTubers or whatever that like mm-hmm. everything they like, you like, and then kind of just hit your.
For me, that's most of the writers in GameStop. I mean GameSpot.com.
GameStop.
Yeah, they're like. Every review just really, it's like I'll read it and I'll see that six. Yeah, yeah, that's a fucking six.
On.
That's a six. Yeah. Good job, guys.
Game spot on always. With the reviews.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. game spot on. Good job.
I think PC Gamer does a really good job. I almost always are in line
PC with Gamer, PC Gamer. I feel sometimes is a little too high for like my, like, oh, I'm like,
You know what type of.
Seven, not an eight.
I rarely read reviews. And, you know, when I used to work for GameStop, I was also always reading Game Informer.
That's the worst one.
Always reading up on games.
Game Informer is the worst reviews ever.
Best I know, pictures, but though. I was like, in order to really understand all the games that were out, I was mostly depending on reviews to be able to, what's the word? Regurgitate what I like, any impression on any games that anyone had a question about. But with me as a gamer myself, it's all through word of mouth. Mm. Like the games that I personally will pique my interest, it's not because Steam is throwing, like, we recommend this because right. you played this, or it's because I'm siphoning through the internet and checking out different reviews. Honestly, I wait until I have something or someone in my network kind of throws a hint my way,
yeah.
or I notice somebody whose game taste I respect is playing something particular, I'll dive into it and kind of see why they're playing it.
And that's why you heard, that's how you heard of Littlewood.
Littlewood, yeah, from you guys. Oh, so with the game, one of the few games I played this week outside of Counter-Strike, I got my hands on Littlewood.
Hey,
and
not the first time.
Hey, it was cold.
It was a very short experience.
Hey,
oh.
I was showing not a grower.
I was under-impressed, but I made the most out of this opportunity, I would say. And then, oh yeah, the game, that's right. We were talking about something, right? So, now, the game Littlewood. When we were talking about it before, it's more or less along the lines of building up a community. I'm a huge Harvest Moon fan, Stardew Valley fan, so I felt like this was going to be right up my alley. More or less, it's a game where you are the hero of a story with amnesia. You wake up in a stranger's bed, no recollection of anything at all, and you are responsible for putting together this town, and it has a lot of Animal Crossing / Minecraft feels about it. But to me, it's a game that where time has no, there's no real time. You wake up in the morning and then you have 15 minutes to make the most out of every day. This game just happens, like things happen as you maneuver through the game. You'll go to bed, you wake up the next day, and they put you up with different tasks, but there's not a lot of exploration or really understanding like what's going on. I feel like it's just like a build, like so far it's just been building up the town, talking to people, and I haven't really seen or felt any urgency. I'm not feeling the little one. Unfortunately, so far, it is not a good fit for me.
She wants that big wood, guys.
I need a little bit more, but maybe I should continue to give it an opportunity. Yeah. So let me ride this one out for a little bit longer.
Well, that other game for $15, right, for a little bit longer. That was good.
And then I'll let you guys know. So the most fun I had in this game was just creating my own fun. You could pick up everything in this game. Hands down, there's really no real maneuvering or navigating. It's like half menu screen, half game. And you talk to the people in the town, and you build up the town, and as you build up the town, more characters come up. I'm not quite that far into the game, maybe just 2 hours in. And the most fun I had was like ripping up all the weeds and putting them in front of the chick's house that I woke up naked and scared and alone with no memory in. And
did she get upset?
I don't know, but I was but I blocked her door, so I know she's sleeping outside. And that.
Okay.
Sometimes you just gotta create your own experience,
I'm glad you're having fun.
No, I don't have a good review on this quite yet. Just give me a little bit more time, like I said.
I kind of feel like sometimes your experience is...
your experience is limited sometimes.
It changes because you're streaming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you were playing solo, you could see... Well, I don't know. I'm just guessing here. But I've seen you stream versus sometimes you come back with games that you didn't stream, and I feel like you give them a better chance.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because you're trying to be entertaining, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm doing crazy, stupid shit like that anyways. Yeah. But But generally, since this game doesn't really, like I said, one of the biggest issues with me is it didn't have real time. There was no sense of urgency. I really, nothing I did actually felt rewarding because of that. Nothing I did felt like I was building up on something else. Because even Minecraft is fucking real time.
You know, day and light and all of that. So many hours in a day, right?
Mm-hmm, to make things happen.
And this had nothing. You could do as much as you want.
Yeah, it might be too casual for me. And you know me, I don't like casual. I don't like casual wood. I gotta go all in.
Casual. We have the episode name. I think casual wood. I like it.
I'll put it in the maybe pile.
In the maybe.
All right. So you guys played a lot of CS:GO this week. Did you want to talk about that, or was it just business as usual?
As usual.
I know.
You played together.
Ray and I can never have a good game together because
either you're drunk.
I'm too drunk
or something, and then you're just like, I'm just having fun, guys, and I'm just like, fuck, I want to win, or I can't do a smoke apparently, and then she gets mad at me when she's trying to be all like try hard. But no, and then this week we tried playing together, and then my computer went to shit for some
reason.
Literally, dude.
I got scared.
I got scared. I was like, fuck, I'm gonna do some like crazy work, and then I had a Trojan. I had a Trojan that was fucking around with my shit. It was slowing down my computer, like making a bunch of processes go like really hard. And then I couldn't click either left or right click. So it really sucked, man. And we were already in the comp match.
Oh.
And CSGO was running like at 5 frames per second.
I had a really funny joke about that night. That was the night that I had played volleyball all day. And I came home and I was like drenched in sand. And
sand in your vagina?
I literally had sand in my vagina. And it was collateral damage. Collateral fucking damage playing Counter-Strike with you.
Cancel sponsorship.
No, here's the fucking thing. I think you didn't even play a single full round.
No, I had 5
FPS. And so he immediately dropped.
I was running 5 FPS.
Yeah.
On Counter-Strike.
Frustrating. And then he was whining the whole entire time.
And I'm
so
bitching.
Not only was he like his computer frozen.
She was streaming. So people on the stream were hearing me going like fuck this.
Yeah, like nonstop. Yelling. It was like we were around 13. We were like behind 13-2 or something. And it was still Ray just whining about how he couldn't fix his computer. I'm just like, unplug the goddamn thing. And I think, quote unquote, while we were gaming together, I was like, I have literal sand in my vagina, but it's still not as bad as Ray's right now. Yeah. Because he was just whine.
Sometimes proverbial is worse than actual.
I was so mad. I fixed it. I ended up going into safe mode, made sure I got everything, got rid of everything. So like it works now, but this whole week I have all these games that I kind of wanted to play, and then we had a really good run with like CS:GO. We played, I think we started playing like around 8 o'clock at night, and it was me and the buddies of our little team that we always have. We call ourselves Velcro Shoes.
Ooh,
because
nice.
Because Admiral Beef, the day
he's
we met
on there.
Him, Admiral Beef was wearing Velcro shoes.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have somebody that doesn't kill anybody on your team?
It's a joke. It's like a joke team. It's just us. It's me, Insidious, Daniel, and David from Guadalajara.
Well, okay.
So it's just us for fun. But we used to all be like higher ranking, and we didn't play for like months. Right now we're all like silver 3s and 4s and 5s. It's horrible. But we kick everyone's ass. It's hilarious. And we were doing this whole thing where we were like, you know, let's go to sleep. Let's all go to sleep until we know we're done. We're done winning. I don't know if you played a CS:GO competitive match. They last like over half an hour, at least an hour to 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes even depending on time.
Unless I have an hour, I will never queue for.
Yeah, exactly. You have to have at least an hour to actually finish a game.
How long does it take to get in a game?
Less than 5 minutes.
Less than 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Are they still called scrims?
Scrims, yeah.
Okay.
Well, comp match.
Okay.
And we were like, okay, you know, let's play for a while, and then we won a game. All right, cool. Played another one. We won. And we're like, oh shit! And each one we started, you know, dropping a map from our because you can pick which maps you want to play.
Sure.
And we were like, we're not going to sleep until we lose. It was 3 a.m. and I was like, fuck this shit. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
We've never had
how many wins?
5 or 6.
Damn.
Nice. We were doing super well, and then every game we'd switch off and like who was like top fragger, And I don't know, we had fun. And the next day, we're like, all right, let's do PUBG, you know?
Yeah.
And here's the thing, guys. PUBG, it's a whole different game now. First of all, if you played PUBG when it was hot, when it just started, because, like, I know I was actually talking to Mobius and other players, and we were talking about how, you know, how we missed the PUBG days, you know, even when you, like...
Nice segue, dude.
Huh?
Nice segue.
And, like, you played PUBG, and...
we gave it game of the year.
Yeah.
We were into it.
Yeah, we were really into it. Even Chad played PUBG, and he was hilarious playing with Chad. Yeah. His call-outs were the worst.
Playing games with Chad.
His call-outs
were... Like, even though he's not very good, he's charming to play with.
It's so funny. He's so technical sometimes. It's just
almost
funny.
Like, it's almost like playing with... Someone with, like, you know, wide eyes, like...
It was just I thought you were going to say Down syndrome.
Down syndrome. That too. Yeah. But, no, autism. No?
Sure.
I think that one fits better, because they're very smart. But they get a little annoying sometimes. Anyways, so we're playing PUBG.
A bore.
But it was fun. PUBG has a new update. You know, they just started season 4. And if you remember when we played PUBG back in the day, you know, that same map we played for like months because they never had a new map for anything. Erringill.
Yeah.
They redid it completely.
Oh, cool.
It's beautiful now. The graphics look really cool. Updated textures, added a bunch of signs and added like more trees and everything. And it's funny how Bobby's playing all the PUBG
trees.
Stuff.
I like it.
It's so weird, like, watching that PUBG thing right now and then looking down on the screen and just seeing us the whole time.
I know.
That's so weird. I always imagine seeing the little screen in the bottom. But yeah, no, they redid the map, and it's different. It just, there's more, gives you, it was a little too open, you know, so now it's just really nice. They fixed all the loot. Now it's more, I guess it's more fair when you drop, you know, you're not just going to drop and walk into a room. Because, you know, they used to suck. We used to fall into, like... You went through 5 different houses and like 30 fucking rooms, and all you had was a fucking deagle or something.
But I thought the big complaint was like netcode and like shooting.
That's
and
that. Fine now, man. There's none of that. So first of all, cheating is completely gone. Not completely, it's not completely gone. You know, it's still
mostly
there.
Gone. A
but
lot of it.
But yeah, a lot of it's gone, man. It's actually not bad. It hasn't happened to me where I've been like complaining.
It's almost like when you cut communication with someone because it wasn't working out, but then after some time they come back looking good, all fit, and you're like, maybe I should try this out again.
I'm thinking about it. I'm like,
You know, what didn't work for before, it might work out now that it's, you know, that they're hotter. So
not everything is an analogy for a relationship.
It works this time.
It works.
It does.
Yeah, because I'm looking at that ass.
When you think about
that ass looks good again. Yeah. Man.
Well,
I don't know.
Shooters with me, it's generally an on again, off again relationship. That's why Counter-Strike is like in my life. And
yeah. So PUBG
has been doing squats.
Yeah. So PUBG did that to me. It's. I'm never going to stop playing this game. This is the game that got me back to gaming, you know, and PC gaming. I built a PC, well, not just because of this, but, you know, I got back into this because of it. So I have love for this game. And it's fun, dude. They all the little things they keep adding adds a lot to the game. They're adding, what is it? You can hang from buildings now.
Oh, there's tuk-tuks.
Oh, yeah. That was actually a couple... they actually have like 4 maps now, dude. If you haven't played in so long, there's 4 maps.
The last one I played a little bit
with Miramar.
Yeah, let's try. Chi?
I would be down.
You took me to my first PUBG victory.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. So
nice.
Maybe we'll do this again.
We do it again. Totes.
Cool.
Yeah, the PUBG's legit.
Totes and the tuts.
I think people should give it a shot. Just give it a shot. There's less. I feel like there's less hackers because there's also like less people play it. So there's less, you know, need for hackers to be on there and grinding
points.
There's
not as much glory and in the victory anymore. Who knows?
Yeah, but there's, you know, there's still competition. There's still like big pots. You know, nothing as big as a Fortnite pot for the single player. Was this 16-year-old won $3 million winning Fortnite competition?
Yeah. That just happened
this weekend. Holy shit, dude, $3 million. Second place got 1.5. What the fuck, dude? I don't know. When I start having kids, they're going to Fortnite college.
Ha! Sound like Korea.
Raising little gamers, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
All right. How did A Plague Tale Innocence go? I know you were all hot on that last week, Emilio. Have you continued to play that?
Did you beat it?
Yeah, I played it for another hour or two. So I'm like 4 or 5 hours deep now. I would say that the mechanics are getting a little bit repetitive, but the story is so good and the setting is so excellent. And I don't know what's going to happen, although there's little hints here and there. I will still say this is the best game I've played this year. And I can't wait to continue it. I've just been so incredibly busy.
It's a guy from Game of Thrones, the main Stark.
Yeah, Sean Bean.
Yeah. so, yeah, I'm 100% going to finish this game. But I had homework this week, and I didn't have very much time. So those are the two games that I played. Oh, well, I played some Binding of Isaac, as usual.
I'm not sure what happened this week. There were so many games I definitely wanted to play. Time just never found me. I might have to get back into full-time bartending just to be a better gamer again. Who knows?
A couple people on stream told me, I can't wait to play this game. And, you know, it's funny because when Origin first came out with their access and it was $10 a month, I was like, this is the best deal in gaming. And I think widely we all agreed.
Mm-hmm.
But now to go to Premiere, and there's so many other options now, and Premiere is...
I still think Origin's the best. Well, I don't know, man. I'm hearing that Xbox Game Pass is pretty good.
Oh, right. You have it, though, right?
Yeah. Shit. I'm going to get charged $15 if I don't switch that thing back.
Don't do it right now, dude.
Shut up.
Anyway, really enjoying it. I guess the one thing that I didn't talk about last week that I'll talk is the faces on the characters are they're battle scarred. Even before you the nasty shit happens, you can see that these people, even though you play kind of like a duchess or something, like these are peasants, and you can see it on their face. Like
you can see the poor in their faces.
Yeah, it's not good. Like everybody. Is realistic in this. The entire setting is realistic. The way people are acting is realistic. Everything's realistic in this game except for the rats, which are more alien-like than rats. But, God, love it. Love it.
10 out of 10.
Still a contender for Game of the Year?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
What's your game? Like, nothing great has come out this year.
No.
We're waiting on a lot.
Yeah.
Jedi Fallen Order,
Outer Worlds.
Doom Eternal.
Yeah, but so
Outer
far,
Worlds.
I'll stick by my guns. Anthem, and then this.
Outer Worlds, you'll see.
What?
Outer Worlds.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Outer Worlds is going to blow everyone's minds.
Hmm. When does Outer Worlds come out?
September, I think, or October.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Ray, we got to talk about this challenge, because I'm leaving for 11 days.
You know? He's been thinking about it the whole time. So work out in Spain, bro. Runs on the beach in Ibiza.
Spain people are skinny as fuck.
I know, dude. You actually
they're called Spanish.
But you don't gain weight when you go on vacation in Europe. Because you actually eat healthy. You're not
eating walking
like
everywhere.
You're walking everywhere. You're eating like healthy food, or even if it's like a burger, it's probably like legit. It's not like filled with cancer and shit like over here in the U.S.
Yeah,
so this is better.
Moving on.
Kidding, European. Streets of Rogue.
Yeah. So they had their 1.0 release. If you've been playing this a lot, like I have, well, off and on, like I have, you won't notice a whole bunch of difference. They added a new character, the firefighter, who I can't unlock. I have them all unlocked except for the firefighter, because you're supposed to put out fires, but I can't find an extinguisher. Anyway, besides that, I believe there's end games. You can actually beat the game at this point. So you can become the mayor of Rogue Town or whatever it's called.
Hmm.
So that's a separate way to win. I think you can go and kill the mayor, and then there's another thing where, like, the entire game you can gain electability, so the people are liking you more and more, and eventually you can get elected. So that's another route you can win. Besides that, as you go, this is a 10 out of 10 on Steam, by the way. If you're looking at this and looking like it's a piece of shit, 10 out of 10 right now. Besides that, every character, which right now there's probably about 20, has a major quest, it's called, which means as you're playing the game, you do certain things for that one character class that doesn't unlock anything, but it, like, you can complete it if you continue to do it as you beat the game. So, like, not only are you trying to kill the mayor, not only are you trying to become the mayor, and not only are you, and you're also trying to do a quest for yourself. By the way, I can't do any of this. Like, I can't get past level 3 of a game that has, like, seven levels.
What are you buying? I like that question.
I'm just having a really fucking hard time with this. Like,
it's a hard game?
It's hard. It's hard. There's so many things that can go wrong.
Man, it looks so basic.
It does look basic, but there's just a million things that can go wrong.
Well, actually, if I think about it, every time I've tried, because, like, Streets of Rogue is one of those games where
you played?
Yeah, like, it's where I would scroll, and then I would hear you talk about that game, and I'm like, all right, cool. And then I went through my game, like, through my library, and I was like, oh, shit, I own it. Cool. So I clicked on it, and I played for, like, a level, the tutorial, then, like, a level, and then I think I got to, like, a second level or a second, I don't know how the fuck, whatever the fuck I was doing. And then I ended, something bad happened. I died. I'm like, all right, cool. That's weird. Oh,
yeah, it's because you got to the end of the game. It'll explode you when you got to the end of the game at that point. But now, like, there's a level after that, and a level after that, and a level after that. And then, so basically what the developer was doing was, when you got to the end of the content, he would kill you and be like, come back next week when we have more shit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, but it was very... yeah, like, it threw you off. Like, what the fuck? Why did we just die? Yeah.
A message pops up and says, hey, this is the end of the game so far.
Like, yeah, but it wasn't enough.
So, yeah, so, like, and I've been doing this with this game for the last, I don't know, year, 2 years. I don't know how long.
All of us have been.
And I would go on for a little bit. And then some of them, I just be like, oh, I'm going to fuck around in this game. And I just go on and just pick a character and just mess around with people, punch people, like, make people chase me and just see what happens, because a lot of random stuff happens in this game. A
bunch of random shit.
Which you don't expect from it, because it looks so basic, right? But yeah, I would go and try to do... Because then I would also forget what's kind of like the point of the game is sometimes, and I'd be like, do I need to do missions? Is there a mission? I need to grab an item here. So I would go into these little things, and I would mess with a dude. I would shoot a guy, and the other guy would get mad, and he'd start chasing me, and the cops would start chasing me, and... I killed one cop, the other cop ran away because he was scared, and I was like, what the hell? And I was just messing around with everything.
Is it a little, like, GTA meets Rogue-like?
It's a little GTA, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Actions have consequences.
I would say, like, okay, I just bought Streets of Rogue. I don't know what I'm doing. The first thing you would want to do is unlock all the character. It's fun. Like, in order to unlock, let's say, the vampire, you need to, like, spill X amount of blood. Like, you just gotta fucking hit him with a baseball bat, bunch of characters, until there's blood everywhere. It's something like that. And it just goes on and on. There's 20 characters. It's just fun doing things. You don't have to win. That's what I'm telling myself, because I can't win. Like the scientist. There's so many characters. Comedian, zombie, vampire, police officer, doctor, soldier, werewolf, gorilla. Like, does this sound fun? Because it is. Try it out.
Yeah, I remember doing that stuff, polluting the air in the building, and people get mad and they run out and try to get you.
Yeah. It's super cool. A lot of the time you don't know what you're pouring in there unless you're the scientist, because scientist knows what all chemicals are. So there's a bunch of shit, because sometimes you can make them invincible. They'll come out and kick your ass. Anyway, well,
this game is only $20.
Yeah, well, it was always $13. And then now that it's 1.0, and I fully support this, once it hits 1.0, they raise the price, usually by about 25-30%.
That always happens. Yeah.
And it started about 2 years ago, and I'm down for it. Like, if you're an early adopter, that's your reward. You got that $5 off, and you saw the progression of the game. If you didn't come back,
then. And actually, like, coming back to, I mean, we're talking about that little, like, the price thing. I accidentally bought the wrong game last night, thinking it was another. I was telling Bobby about this. Thinking it was that one game we saw Raw.
The room was dark. I couldn't tell where my mouse was clicking.
No.
I was fucking fumbling with the Trojan that fucked me over last CS game.
She was fucking with my little wood, and so there was a little thing. What the fuck am I talking about? There was a preview on Steam for, and I clicked on it. And I saw, you know, be a firefighter, be a this, be a that, you know, go into crime or go into this.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, it's that game we talked about on the podcast.
Right.
I'm like, dope. So I clicked on it.
The life simulator.
Yeah. And then I went into another website and it said pay, you know, for $10 and you get into the alpha. I'm like, dope. I clicked on it. And then I'm like waiting for the key. And then it says you'll get the key in a couple hours. So I'm like, oh, shit. All right. Whatever.
It's weird.
And then for a second I was like, wait, did I just get fucking ripped off right now for through $10 Steam?
Through that sounds crazy.
No, because Steam had the link that took me to search for New Life, Bobby.
New Life.
And
don't point and click at Bobby, dude.
So it's called, I was pointing at the TV.
You gotta use a remote control.
So this is New Life, right? And
doesn't look nearly as good.
It doesn't look but
see what you're saying.
It looks, some parts look good. And I was a little tired last night.
That guy's a little tired.
I just got back from like Disneyland, and I was just tired for the whole thing. It was a drinking fest this weekend for my birthday. And so I was tired, and I go, oh, it's that game. So then I found that it's not that game. Then I did not pay for the game. I just paid for the alpha. And then once the game comes out, I have to pay for it again. But I get a discount.
That's for New Life. Not for Raw.
No, so now I'm going to start playing New Life. So hopefully you guys want to jump on New Life. It's $10 for the alpha.
I'm going to fast forward 8 months from now. Oh my God. Raw is so good. Chi became the best bartender in town. Uh-huh. Bobby owns the computer store. This is going great. It's really hard. I'm trying to rob people. It's really, he's like, I'm the only person playing New Life.
Okay, so I own a computer store. I'm just like, hey, get your computers. Get your computers over here.
Yeah.
Got hot computers.
Yeah. Check out this typing simulator. It's really good. You need this really cool keyboard.
I was making it up on the fly, Bobby. It's not like I wrote this before. Sorry.
Bobby, what would you want to be in Raw?
In Raw? I don't know. Just like hang out inside, read a book, maybe.
He'd just be retired.
Yeah.
Retired. Yeah. There we go. Mm-hmm. All right. You got back into tabs?
Why? Yeah, a little bit. So the campaign manager or campaign creator came out. So now it has a Steam workshop and people are putting campaigns together. Mm-hmm. And I cannot get enough of this game. And so I just started playing the campaigns. There has been a few friends, non-gamer friends, that I showed this game because it's so easy. It's just mouse controls, right? Really easy. And everyone who plays this fucking loves this game. It's just something. It awakes a little boy in you that likes to play with fucking soldiers in your backyard and stuff. that's what you're doing. I mean, but there's strategy too, because like sometimes you're like, okay, I need this, and this. And now that I'm laughing at the video, now that I'm playing these people's campaigns, some of which are very, very hard, and they're getting upvoted and downvoted, just like, you know, any other aggregator. There's one called The Mammoth's Tale, which you go through the life of a mammoth or whatever. And I don't know. I love it. I couldn't wait to play more, and now players are making them more. Not the devs, you know. They're still working on it. They're fixing stuff almost weekly. New little hot patches come out or a big patch comes out. And yeah, just loving it. It's a great game. Highly recommended.
We're still trying out the new setup, guys. Yeah. You know, little mistakes here or there, maybe.
All right. Tabs. Yeah, that's great that they opened it up to the Steam. The market, not the marketplace.
Workshop. Marketplace.
Did we elaborate?
Workshop. Yeah.
Did we elaborate that TAB stands for Totally Accurate Battle Simulator?
Yeah. You know what? Let's run down everything we talked about so far. Bob, Legend, because people complain about this all the time. Legend of Grimrock 2, Stay Alive. Yeah.
We didn't talk about that. We should do it at the end. We jumped around.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Still Alive.
Yeah.
What is that?
All right.
Oh, it's that movie.
Yeah.
Age of Wonders was free for a weekend. If you download it, you get to keep it forever. It's a 7 out of 10 on Steam. It's a 4X game, I think. I downloaded it. I started playing it. And right away, I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. If I have to learn, I'm probably not going to play it.
If it's free, I don't want
it. I don't trust your review because you started by saying, I think it's a 4X game.
Yeah.
So you don't even know exactly
what kind of game this is. I got 20 minutes in. No, not even 20
minutes. What's 4X?
Would be expand, exterminate.
Yeah, well, not in that order, but right. Yeah. Expand, exterminate, it's something. It's like...
experience.
It's like Age of Empires.
Triple X.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like... build the town, go wider, kill everybody else you run into, basically. Okay. And so I was playing it. The tutorial was not very, didn't hold my hand at all. And on a game like this, I need you to hold my hand. And I don't know. Like, I've been playing games for my entire life. If I can't pick up and just know what I'm doing.
Not just games, you're but fucking you played up. Magic.
Yeah, that too.
So...
if I know magic, I can do this. I should be able to. I just didn't want to learn magic mechanics.
Was Age of Empires not a 4X game?
I would just probably call that not, an RTS.
No, that's an RTS.
Yeah, an RTS. That would be an RTS. Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of Civ. I don't know. I don't get caught up in labels, man. You know,
when, Emilio, when I'm caught in those moments, and plenty of times I am, YouTube it.
Somebody, dude. So, yes, yeah. I agree. Because it's way better than tutorials usually, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one time
I don't know if this meets the criteria of being on the podcast, though.
What?
The Age of Wonders 3. I feel like there's got to be a minimum requirement here.
To be on the Rhino, right?
Oh, I just wanted to say that. It's like the learning curve is...
Well, I know, but if I was like, man, you know, guys, I played this game Half-Life 2. I think it was a first-person shooter. Not that good. Not that great.
I say it's not a good game. I never said it was a good game. I said that it was, I didn't want to go through the learning curve.
There's some people that are nuts about these games. Like,
it's No, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. I never said it was a bad game.
I downloaded Tropico 6, and then it started, and then I realized I never want to play this in my life.
And how happy were you that you were the main character, though?
I know, right? I was like, holy shit. Can I sue these guys?
If it's not funny for you, look up him.
But I do want to play Tropico, though. It had a long story thing in the beginning, and then I had to pick a bunch of stuff, and I'm like, I don't have time for this. I'm going to come back and play this. And that's it. Now you can add Tropical 6 to the show notes, because if Mila does it, I can do it too, right?
All right, what's Dungeon Cards?
I've been wanting to talk about this for like 4 months. It's a mobile game. It's the only mobile game I play. It's a roguelike that's really tiny. Literally, you just pick one of 10 directions.
Do we still have the sound blip for...
What?
It's great.
This game is so good. You can just...
We haven't talked about mobile games in a minute, so this is nice.
Yeah. It's exactly what you need on a mobile game. It'll pop up super fast. You can shut it down super fast. And who cares if you die?
Because
it's
just
a mobile game. Yeah, it's a roguelike.
How is that a roguelike?
Because you...
it's like Old Maid or something.
It's actually a roguelite. You get gold, and then you can spend that gold on character upgrades outside of the game, and then go back in. And you can unlock new characters and new weapons and all that stuff. So, anyway.
It almost looks like Tetra Master meets Number Munchers.
Yeah, we don't know what either one of those are, dude.
You guys don't know Number Munchers?
That's legit, dude. That's the best game.
Word Munchers? You never got to play that in the computer lab back in the day?
No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, like Rug Munchers? Oh, that's a pretty good one. No? All right.
Introduce me to that one.
Cruise it in my pad later.
Wow, this is getting crazy.
All right. Mobile games. Oh, that's
my real life. I started playing a mobile game too.
Okay.
They have Dr. Mario on Apple.
This is really where we need the bumper, though, because now it's time to talk about a game movie. Stay Alive was the game movie that I watched this week. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So this movie came out in 2006. I remember seeing it in the movie theater. So put yourself in 2006, same year Grandma's Boy came out. Stay Alive.
I think I've seen this movie. I'm
in what
not
order
sure.
did you see them, Bobby?
Whichever one came out first. I don't know when the exact release date was. So this is a movie that is not, the source material is not a video game. Is it? It's about gaming in general. It seems to be a popular topic around the mid-2000s. But it stars, the only noticeable people in this movie are Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle and also Jimmy Simpson from Westworld and also... It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He's definitely more on the McPoyle side of his character, though. He's playing a greasy, sweaty, obnoxious gamer in this movie.
Yummy.
So this movie, Stay Alive, is about a game called Stay Alive that if you play it and you die in the video game, you die in real life. But if you stop playing it, apparently it also kills you as well. The rules are not very clearly defined here.
Almost like the premise of Sword Art Online, I imagine.
I've never played that game, so I couldn't say.
It's not a game, like it was, it's an anime.
I definitely would not know. I'm pretty sure it's a game too, though. But it's basically like The Ring, but with video games. You know how The Ring was like, you watch the tape, you die. So it's kind of like that. So
who's this guy? He's cute.
This movie, he dies at the very beginning of the opening sequence.
Course.
Yeah. So the movie's a little dull. It's a little flat. Like, you know what's going on. You realize from the opening sequence, but it takes all the other characters half the movie to catch up to speed to where you're at. You know how everything's going to play out. The most interesting part of this movie is the backstory. So this game, Stay Alive, is based off of Elizabeth Bathory. And I totally didn't know this when I first saw this movie. I didn't pay attention to it. But then after researching it a little bit, after watching it last time, Elizabeth Bathory is the most famous female serial killer in history. So about 16th century Hungary, I think she was a duchess. She would snatch up young girls, bring them to her place and murder them. When they finally caught her and arrested her, she had some say over 600 mutilated bodies just hanging around her castle. There were all these rumors that came out, like she used to bathe in the blood of virgins to keep herself young, all this crazy stuff. So the idea of this movie is that she came back as a video game, and now she's killing people through this video game. And of course, the end scene is the game is put onto shelves at like your local GameStop, so it's, you know, going to be out for everybody to get. But yeah, I mean, this movie... It wasn't great. It was a little dull. You know, my girlfriend, who wasn't paying too much attention to the movie, she said it would have been more interesting had they leaned more into the Elizabeth Bathory side. I thought it would have been more interesting if she would have stopped talking through the whole damn thing.
Oh, man.
But that's probably not true. This movie, the color grading is so weird on this movie. It's like a very blue, like that action blue. It's very dark. And I guess a lot of horror movies use that. It made its money, though, so I couldn't find a definite number, but it seemed to be between 10 and 20 million it cost to make this movie, and it made 27 million, so it made its money back. And it did pretty well. I think it was like third in the box office when it released that weekend.
It's funny because I feel like I've seen this movie, but it's been so long.
Yeah, same.
And
yeah,
maybe the movie was so unimpressionable that I didn't watch it, but in 2006, me being the wow addict that I was back then, why would I pass up a video game movie?
Well, exactly.
Especially if it were in theaters. And in my hometown, all you can do when you go out is go to the movies. So I feel like I've seen this.
Well, I feel like in the mid-2000s, I spoke about this with Grandma's Boy. It was really about representation. Like, I didn't see myself as a gamer on the big screen, hardly ever. So when movies like Grandma's Boy and Stay Alive came out and I saw a bunch of people dragging their computers to have a LAN party, I was like, I want that to be my life. Like, that's not exactly my life, but I totally, like, that is cool.
It's never too late, Bobby.
Yeah. You know what's weird, though? So this is a very odd movie, because there's video game movies where the source material is a video game, like Resident Evil, Silent Hill, and those are a horror movie because the video game's like a horror game. Mm-hmm. But this is a movie about video games, but it's also a horror movie. It's very unique in that sense, and it actually works really well for a very stupid reason. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when you're watching these movies, I'm like, how is this guy playing the game out of the you know, in the backseat of his van? Is he getting an internet connection? Like, how is that working? That doesn't make any sense. But horror movies always skip over that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Jason disappears and then reappears somewhere else and, you know, gets the kill. Like, horror movies don't make sense. You have to suspend a lot of disbelief there. And so I guess that kind of covered up some of my technical complaints about some of my technical nitpicks about the movie. So it actually worked very well in that sense. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I never know how to end these. Like, I always want to say, like, you know, 2 stars, check it out.
Imagine surprised it has a 5.1.
Well, imagine yourself in this movie, Bobby. If you could mm-hmm. just intercept yourself into this movie, what role would you be playing?
I would want to be the lead, but I don't know. So Frankie Muniz plays kind of the autistic savant kind of gamer.
Well, he's the actual real gamer.
Yeah, he's the one that's like, you know, not very good social skills, but really smart, you know, and then Jimmy Simpson's kind of like the same way, but he's like the sweaty, obnoxious types. Like, they try to cover all the different aspects or all the different archetypes of gamers. So I don't know. I don't know where I see myself in this. Maybe the Frankie Muniz character. Like, this movie is not, I'm finding this a lot with these video game movies. They're never really like absolutely terrible. They're just like a little on the bland side. But in 2006, like, I remember thinking, like, it's not a perfect movie, but I enjoyed it. It's pretty good. It's hard to find this movie, too. Like, I don't know where you would even find it now.
Where did you find it?
Don't worry about it. okay, so you can get on Amazon Prime for $3, YouTube. Oh, HBO. It's free on HBO.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, boom.
Great, that's where I watched it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, Stay Alive, that was 2006. Check it out.
9%
in Rotten Tomatoes. Do not check it out.
Rotten Tomatoes. 9% Rotten Tomatoes.
Do not check it out.
Look, man, I like these video games movies. I enjoy doing this.
So, what's next, Bobby?
What is next? Are you finally doing Silent Hill?
Attack on Titan.
I want to get out of the 2000s. I want to go back. You know, I realized...
Sword Art Online.
The Wizard, 1989. There's no video game movies in the 80s. They hit it big in the 90s. And in the 2000s, they really started having these movies that commented on gaming. Like, so
you're going
Gamer
further back.
And Stay Alive and Grandma's Boy. Like, they're about gaming culture. And I don't know. I feel like there hasn't... Well, I guess there's been some gaming movies in the 2010s.
Why not another documentary? Entry of some element.
We could be due for a
anything
documentary.
But this, basically. Is it anything but this?
Silent Hill? I don't know. Stop. I want to get out of the 2000s, but there's really not a whole lot of decades to pick from. Yeah, I'll do Silent Hill.
Pixel.
What's Pixel? I haven't even seen that. Look, that was so bad.
I saw it. Yeah,
with Adam Sandler.
Oh boy. Yeah, that like a new really one. Bad. You want to do like a new one, like something really recent?
I don't want to do any of it. But if you're gonna keep going,
I mean, I could do Pixel. I have seen it once, but I could rewatch it. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Pixel or Silent Hill. Ooh. Chat. What is Chat saying?
Gotcha.
Silent Hill's great.
Honestly, okay, I would
it's
be
one
down
of my.
Do,
it's like, my favorite,
Ralph, dude. Best video game movie of all time.
No.
Work on his ass why I torture my girlfriends with these movies. I'll tell you, right after I watched this movie, one of my goals this summer was to watch Gettysburg. It's a 4.5-hour movie from 1993 about the Battle of Gettysburg. And that went, it was a rough day for her. I was like, and then of course, like, I get mad when she talks through movies, but then I'm watching like 6 straight hours of movies. Mm. So it's like, there's no time to get in there.
Hold on. I really want to get into this.
Wait, get in what?
Is Wreck-It Ralph not the best video game movie of all time? I say, 100% it is.
No, it's not. It's Silent Hill.
Fuck off.
Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah.
Silent Hill is the best, like, adaptation of a video game movie ever.
Yeah, we're talking adaptation. It's an adaptation versus Wreck-It Ralph, which is like,
you know,
original.
But you don't know. This
it's,
is not
it's a
made-up
game. It's cute.
Yeah, and
it's,
I watch like, both.
It's Disney. Of course it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Silent Hill...
Part 2 was pretty good, too.
I feel like Silent Hill is the best video game movie.
You're not... You're trying to.
Well, one thing
no
that I'm noticing,
really that.
Like I do, I really do.
I'm becoming somewhat of an expert on video game movies,
is,
man.
Like, the thing is, if you played Silent Hill, the game, have you actually played it?
Mm-hmm. Days
and,
loved it,
and you watched. See, there you go.
Yeah,
if you watched it.
Yeah, if you played the game and watched the movie, and that's what I was saying, like, a big thing that people go into these movies looking for is how well it adapts from the game. And, like, almost if the movie is not good, but it still stays true to the game, people will like it more. Like,
I know this is going to sound silly, like, but not silly.
What?
But I know there are so many movies, like, for instance, somebody... I was talking to went to go see Ninja Scroll in theaters. Mm. I feel like there are so many like good.
I think it's playing at the Ken soon.
Yeah, it was this last weekend. It's so good.
Yeah.
And I feel like there are so many like little. Yeah,
it's very great.
Oh, you've seen
like,
it,
little
Bobby.
Little cult mm-hmm. classics. Oh, I think we should have a movie night, guys, because I love the movies. We should
Let
have a DLG
tell you what happened last
DLG
time
date night. What?
I got so drunk that Bobby decided to scrap the video, and I fully support him in doing that.
Wait, what? When we did what?
Like a movie night for DLG.
Yeah, and we could,
well,
we could
were trying
live
to do
stream
like
it.
A commentary on.
We could live stream it too.
Well, yeah. when we did the when I came over for that Let's Play.
Yeah,
that was grabbed real quick.
Yeah,
because like I just came in with no fucking filter.
Yeah,
and right now I have a little bit of filter.
Yeah, they. I think some of our videos in the past have lacked focus. But to tie it off here, let's make it Silent Hill. I believe it's free on Crackle.
It is. It's Sony.
So, yeah, Silent Hill is the movie of the week next week. Yes.
It's also your homework week. Should we also give you Silent Hill the game?
It's Can you play that on PC? I thought that was... Yeah. Dude, that's like PS4 like 15 years ago.
It's PS2,
which you could
So
emulate.
Here's the thing. Like, you know,
you could emulate it.
Yeah, I mean, I could.
And you love these old games.
Because it's not illegal anymore, right? To emulate a game that's that old? Or is it
sure.
Old? I don't know. I mean...
The board!
Is there a newer version? See, I never played Silent Hill, but I played Army of Darkness
if you're playing,
or Evil
like,
Dead,
you're playing
like
the other
knockoff.
Games that look like shit, you can play Silent Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Those are not.
Yeah, but where am I going to get Silent Hill?
Oh,
you're going to emulate it.
I might. I don't know if I have a hard copy, but I have a lot of old classic games. I'll
no.
See if I haven't.
You know they have PS Now, right?
No, I have Parasite Eve. Ooh.
And you haven't used your PS Now trial yet, but I don't know if PS Now has it. But you would have 7 days.
I mean, I have seen the movie Silent Hill before, and even without playing the game, I did enjoy it. So I'm sure I'm going to like this
one. Oh, you've seen
one.
It before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, saw it in theaters. So,
you
see
a lot of movies, man.
Yeah, I do. I watch a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So, all right.
Speaking of homework, mine was Punch Club. It is a... simulation game where you play a fighter. It's funny that it seems like a boxing game, but it's not really boxing. It's more like underground MMA. Mm-hmm.
It's like Lionheart, my second favorite Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
After what?
Well, obviously, Bloodsport.
Bloodsport.
Come on.
Did you watch...
You like the kickboxer?
Third.
The third. Yeah. Third. Yeah. But did you watch...
We're all in agreement.
Yeah, we're all in agreement here. Did you watch the Van Damme thing on Amazon, making fun of himself?
No. I mean, I've seen JVCD. That came out like 10 years ago. But that wasn't for comedy. That was more of a serious thing.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
So this is making fun of that directly then.
Okay.
You should definitely
I'd check it out. Just huge Jean-Claude.
First season.
But do you like
awesome.
The third kickboxer more than the first kickboxer?
What? I haven't watched.
Kickboxer? No, dude, when have, like, 90s and 80s sequels ever gotten better?
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay, never mind.
All right. So, anyway, you're an MMA street fighter coming up through the ranks. And you need to manage... It's a simulation game. There's not a whole lot of, like, actual action. 10-20%.
You play on your phone.
Action. Yeah, I know that. I probably would have done it that way because I was on the road for... 12 hours this week. But anyway, you're managing life like you would as a fighter. Like, you have to go to work, get food, keep yourself happy, fight, win, hopefully. If you don't win, your happiness goes way down, then you got to deal with that.
There's a romantic element too, right?
Yeah, I just got to that point, and they keep adding layers. So I'm like, I can barely go to work, feed myself, and... train and fight, right? I could barely do that.
Mm.
Then they add, you're a superhero. And,
forgot
and
about that.
You have a girlfriend. Mm. And they just keep piling shit on you. Mm. And you're like trying to just barely get this shit done. And I died. You don't really ever die. But I'm at a point where I cannot progress because I ran out of food. And I'm not, and I don't have enough energy to go to work.
So you broke the game, essentially.
Well, I failed.
Or the game broke you.
Yeah, I got broke. I failed. So, exactly like I just said, I don't have enough food to get myself enough energy to go to work, to get enough money to buy food. So, I'm basically stuck.
That's why you don't play sim games?
Well, oh, Bobby said
this is a tough.
It's hard game. He had to start over.
Yeah. Oh, Fluffy, I forgot about the cat. Yeah, it's a tough game. This is not an easy game. I remember when I was playing this game, I always felt like I was treading water. Like I was just doing enough to get by. It was really hard to progress. Like to just get enough food and to work out and to be able to make some progress. You have to choose one of three ways to go, like stamina, agility, or strength. I went strength. And then stamina second, but it's tough to progress in this game. Like you really have to min-max and figure things out.
And Bobby, your second playthrough, you went strength again.
Well, the first time I didn't make it very far. I didn't make it far at all. I failed pretty early, and I was like, okay, I kind of get how this goes now. And I started a new character, a new playthrough, and did a much better job there.
And I remember the first time you reviewed this, you were talking about taking control of your character. Can you actually do that?
You can speed up through the fight, right?
Right, right.
But I don't think you can do anything once the fight begins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you can. In between rounds, you can switch out what abilities you're going to use.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually really like that because this happens in MMA. I'm a big MMA fan. You go back to your corner and your coach is like, stop doing this because you're getting fucked up and start doing this because it's going to make you win. Mm. And so you can do that in this game where you'll take away the backhand and you'll add the spinning left hook or whatever. And not really that like that. It's more like I'm going to take a rest and block all my shots. Mm-hmm. And then you get these graphs that tell you everything that's going on in the fight. And anyway, I'm enjoying it for sure. I don't think I'll finish it like past homework. I don't think I'll play it because these sim games, it's so much micromanaging, and I just feel like this is what I do in my life.
I like these kind of games.
So
no, it's good.
What's the tequila score on this game? If you read chat,
tequila score.
Sniper just said something pretty hilarious.
What is it? He said,
Man, you guys need individual rating systems. For instance, Chi can score something and call it like 3 out of 5 Chads. And then with Ray, it's 4 out of 5 Star Wars lands.
How about Bethesda's?
Emilio, it's like 4 out of 5 tequilas. And then Bobby, it's like 3 out of 5 Soylents.
So it's a tricky one because I know it's a better game than I will enjoy it because it's not my type of game. So like for somebody that likes Sims, I would give it 4 out of 5 tequilas. But for me, it's 3 out of 5 tequilas or 3.5, I would say.
I feel like
it's not a bad game at all.
This would be like a 6-inch Chad for me.
I have no idea what that means.
She's sticking to that little wood.
Yeah.
Jokes.
Yeah, Littlewood is like a 4-inch Chad.
Oh my god, you can get up to 19 agility?
Oh yeah, dude. I was like I had crazy strength. Like when you get deeper into the game, you're getting way up there.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm struggling to get 5 or 6 agility. Especially with this.
So for
you know what? Screw it. If I lose, I'll shave my head.
What, Ray?
I was saying you that as a joke because I have a shaved head already, dude.
No, you guys don't have any hair.
Bald.
I say the winner fucks the other one.
Wow.
Then I'll lose on purpose.
Okay, if you guys have a contest, Bobby and I should have a contest that we could go on.
What?
Well, why am I getting dragged into this contest?
Well, because it's all the fun and
but
the
it's
competition.
As we by TwitchCon.
Tattoo.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I can't do a tattoo. No, that's
well, hold
no.
on. Let me lay it out for you. You can
How
have
about,
whatever
like,
you
cosplay?
Want. I would get a DLG cut tattoo.
No,
and you can
dude,
have whatever
no,
you want.
No, anything but tattoos, man.
You could do whatever you want.
I feel like that would be curse the podcast. Like, then we'd have to break up, and this would have to fall apart because you got the tattoo, man.
Don't jinx us.
Don't jinx us like that.
We need recommendations.
I know people who have been in bands, and they get the band tattoo, and
what,
the band breaks
what's
up.
What's the Chinese symbol for DLG? Put that on your body.
I don't want a
big dick. I don't know.
See, look at that. See, Skyrim VR, 1979. That's cheap, dude.
Dude.
That's not bad.
Can I borrow your VR, please?
No. No, it's... I'll come over. Oh, what's that?
No, you can't.
I can.
Okay.
All right. So
great homework, podcast, guys.
So homework for next week. So what I started doing, because I know we have trouble always coming up with homework, I actually wrote a bunch of stuff down. So I have ideas for all you guys when it's your turn. I think it's going to be better if we have stuff like lined up and go into this with a little more preparation. So Chi, Are you up for homework or is it me? Because I feel like you haven't done homework in a while.
Yeah, I think we skipped me.
We skipped Chief because she was gone.
But we should go to Bobby. Weeks. Let's not go out of order.
Yeah, let's just go back to order.
Well, Days Unless in you chat, want one.
Well,
Days
she's not going to do it anyway. So.
Having another community night. So.
Well, community night should be that separate, right? That should be part. We should bring that back.
Let's talk off air. And then it doesn't matter because once we come back next week, if we do homework, we'll do homework. I like your idea, Chi.
Yeah. So it is cool.
Yeah. We're instead of doing homework, we're
Bobby. I dare you to give me VR homework.
You don't have any VR though.
But I could.
I think we have different. I know I've said this before, but we have different ideas on what homework is. Chi, you think it's
mostly Chi?
Yeah.
All right, so it's still Bobby's week then?
Is it my week? Do you guys have something?
I haven't
thought about it.
Did you see Larry?
Indigo Prophecy.
What's that?
It's a PS2 game.
Okay. No PlayStation.
We are a PC gaming podcast still.
Oh, well, I bet it's somewhere on PC.
Indigo Prophecy, what the hell is that?
It's good.
Hey, Ellsworth went down to $25.99.
Honestly, I didn't think about Bobby. Bobby's the
That's
one.
Deceptive, though,
Bobby did his homework on homework. So how about we just make it my week? Because I haven't been gaming much anyways, and I need an excuse to sit behind the computer and enjoy myself.
Oh, you know, you can go to like Pornhub or...
Yeah, that's where I enjoy
myself. That's where I do my mobile gaming.
That's your mobile gaming? Oh, okay.
Chi, do we have family share set up, right?
Yes,
is that still functioning? Yeah. Okay, so you have access to all my games. But that's a problem. One of those games that I have is on Uplay.
Chi, I've been thinking that you should, because you played StarCraft, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to go back into RTS, something you haven't played before, but something good. So, but I don't know what that would be.
XCOM.
Yeah.
That's not an RTS game.
No, it's not.
It's not an RTS.
It's turn-based strategy. But she hasn't played.
When I was making my list, what I realized was I wasn't picking, because the idea was to pick games outside of a genre that the person plays, so they would expand their palette a bit, and that becomes difficult after a while because we've been doing this for months, and I think we've kind of exhausted all those options. So what I started listing was just games that I really, really like. That's kind of what I did with Ray when I suggested Call of War as Gunslinger.
I like the other one too. So
but that's just a game that I genuinely think is fantastic, and I don't think enough people have played it.
As long as it's a tenants, Chad, I'll play with it. I'll play it.
So the game, and a lot of people were saying in Discord that they really liked how FTL came up, and it reminded them about how great of a game that was. And I saw multiple people in our Discord playing FTL the last week. So I think it's kind of cool that we can kind of revive these classics and have someone experience them for the first time, but also remind our listeners about them. So Chi, I mean, I got a few on here. That one's not going to work, but I would say Dust and Elysian Tale. Have you ever played that?
She doesn't.
Oh, she's gonna hate side scroller, dude.
Yeah, platformers. She's gonna hate you. She's gonna hate you.
It's so much.
It doesn't matter.
But it's not a puzzle. Literally platformer.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, not a puzzle platformer. It's kind of cool.
Doesn't matter.
I don't hate platformers.
It looks kind of anime-ish.
We already gave her platformer.
I just don't really get much.
Yeah.
I don't get hard for platformers.
Okay, so we each come up with one. She picks it. I say XCOM 1.
But that's not.
I've already played that though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I
don't think that's a valid
both.
Excuse, though, if you don't like it. I mean, nobody really likes it. That's the idea, though. It's like we're...
All right, CSGO for Chi forever.
Homework, rank up.
Chi, what about an MMO?
How about Cuphead?
Would you try one out?
How about Cuphead?
I've played Cuphead and ton of Cuphead.
Would you try an MMO?
How about Owlboy?
Owlboy?
That's a fun game. No?
Owlboy? Yeah, I think that's in my account.
But they're all platformers.
I feel like Bobby did the homework, so I feel obligated to play what Bobby wants me to play.
Okay.
All right. I mean, it's a good game.
You have to play Golf It? Like that? You have to play Golf It for 3 hours.
What's chat saying? Chat,
Golf It?
What's going on?
She just hit her boob.
Insurgency scene. Dust.
Yeah, I mean,
can we see what it looks like, please?
Yeah, I'll bring it up.
I have an idea of what Dust... And Elysian Tale. Mm-hmm. That's a beer.
The music's great.
That's a brewery, too. Jocko, yes, I'm mad, too. I know, Jocko. Jocko, I know.
See, it looks like
idea.
Anime. Anime, Chi.
Oh, my God, Bobby.
You have to get on VR.
More,
you have to get on VR chat for 5 hours without VR.
Oh, it's cute.
Wait, have you played Streets of Rogue?
Bobby, I like it. I'll play this. I'll play it.
Yeah. How about Streets of Rogue?
I like it because it looks like anime, guys.
It does look like anime. Do you have a controller, though? I think I played this
one. Yeah, plenty.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd recommend a controller.
So you can have your pink one back if you want it. It's a good controller.
I actually really like that controller. I would love to have it back.
Yeah.
Because I have a tendency to let my batteries die.
Jesus Christ.
So.
All right. Okay, so we're settled on Dust and Elysian Tale.
Yeah. Yes. All right. And do you have...
Can you pull up you playing the piano, Bobby, please?
Can I play this game, Bobby? Is it on your Steam library?
It is on my Steam library, 100%. Okay. Where'd the mouse cursor go?
Okay, I might actually really like this game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trolling with this. These are like all the games that I listed.
You're not
are games
trolling.
That
you're literally like it's a furry game. You're like it's like foxing.
Yeah, I really like this. The song, yeah, and the song that they play at the end, I learned on the piano. Yeah. I got that memorized by heart. It's a great piece.
Yeah. I still want to know what kind of competition or what kind of contest I can go up against with Bobby though.
There's literally nothing.
Nothing.
All the things you're good at, he doesn't care about.
All right. It is time for news. Where is... God, I apologize. We are all over the place today.
New layout.
Yeah. I'm glad we ran through it like this, because now I've got like a ton of... tips for improving this.
But. How do you guys feel thus far being in a couch setting?
I'm way more comfortable.
I am super comfortable. I am a little hot. And
well, the couch is a little hot.
Summer in San Diego.
Yeah.
But was it any hotter than it was last week?
I
with all
a
the
table. Honestly, I have a table here for my drink. Done.
Yeah. No, I definitely like, because I can stretch more. I like moving around a lot, and it's really hard to do that when you're in a chair.
We're facing each other a lot more. I like that.
I don't need that little step stool anymore. I feel less rigid. I feel more natural.
How's it working for chat? What do you guys think?
My calves are out of control, but I don't give a fuck. Like, it's whatever. Yeah. I hope you don't mind, because Ray, my feet are going to be like all in your junk.
The moment they're up here, I'll tickle them.
No, please don't. I hate being tickled
there you
so
go.
Much. And I despise being tickled.
All right. Not very much news. So QuakeCon happened recently, and there was a lot of announcements, mostly focusing on Doom. The only headline that I pulled that I thought was worth discussing was this one here. So there was some talk about the multiplayer mode. They said they were going to put more effort into it. So the headline reads, Doom Eternal's multiplayer battle mode will feature 6 maps and 5 playable demons at launch. I watched a bit of the keynote on this, and I read the article. I got a really good idea of what to expect here. So what they have is a 1v2 situation. They have the Slayer, which is, you know, the guy with all the guns, and then they have 2 demons, Left 4 Dead style, where you can get, like, you choose one of these 5 demons, and you have a partner, and you guys are trying to kill the Doom Slayer, but of course, he's got lots of weapons to fend you off with. You can do things like call in a horde or set traps, as well as, like, your special abilities when you wander around and try to kill him. And then there's rounds, so you may not kill him on the first round, you guys go to the next round, you each get to choose upgrades, and then the match goes on from there. So I like this idea.
But is this outside of the campaign?
Yes.
Okay.
This is in addition to the campaign.
6 more levels outside of the campaign.
Maps.
Just for this.
Yeah, just maps.
That's cool.
6 maps, 5 playable demons. They're going to be adding more too. More maps, more demons. And yeah, it's great. I like the 1v2 because that means you need 3 people for a game. Like, that's great to jump into. No sitting around waiting for like a bunch of people to get online so you can play a game. No, like, having 5v10s or something, you know, those just imbalanced teams.
This is just adding more to my most anticipated game. This is it for me for this year.
Yeah. I mean, the single player is totally enough.
Yeah. The fuck? This is the shit, man. Did you finish 2016?
No.
Yeah, that's you. That's your problem.
It got boring.
No, it did. Never got boring.
Can I bring up a news piece that I didn't?
No, you can't
inject. But didn't you hear about the lawsuit with Nintendo Switch controllers. It made me laugh so hard.
Oh, the controllers are faulty right now, right?
They're so bad that they're repairing our controllers for free. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But they've always done that. Nintendo's done that before with older controllers.
Small doesn't mean bad, Chi.
Plus, not only that.
Nintendo Switch controller 0 out of 10 chads.
The Nintendo Switch controllers have the best rumble functionality in any other controller ever in the world.
What the fuck? If I wanted rumble, I'll stick to my vibrator.
Which, by the way, she's named Rumble.
No, my Valve controller, its nickname is the Valve Brader.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Clever.
I think the Switch controller is legit. I think it's really cool, unique little thing. And no joke, that vibration function on it, it's ridiculous. I put it in my butt. It was crazy. Sorry. No, there was this game on it. I think I talked about it on the podcast before. You can actually tell how many marbles were in the fucking controller. Because you'd be playing the game, and it would be like, guess how many marbles are in here. And you're moving the controller around. And the rumble feature would make it feel like marbles were actually rolling inside the controller. It was the coolest feature ever.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that. I heard that's pretty cool.
It was really neat.
So if only VR had a Nintendo Switch controller, is that what you're saying? So you could send the marbles in your hand.
Someone posted the funniest VR meme GIF in Discord, and it was hilarious. It was just so funny. It was this dude having VR sex.
All right, let's move on.
It was great. It was hilarious.
Hey, guys, amazing things are out there. It's not on this podcast, but it's out there.
After this article, I have another mini article it would be cool to talk about, but go for it.
Well, this one's really easy. It's just Stadia put this thing out of, like, just letting know very easily how everything works on Stadia. Well, not everything, but how you get games. So there's three ways to get games on Stadia. One would be buy games on the Stadia store. That would be like Steam, right? Option two would be get select games periodically at no additional charge.
With Stadia Pro?
Yeah. So that would be, you know, like Origin or whatever. And then three would be play games through the publisher subscription. So exactly like Origin, but through Stadia. As opposed to getting it.
So if you play Plus, you pay the $15 or $12 or $10, whatever it is, and you can sign into UPlay Plus on Stadia, and you can play your UPlay Plus games on Stadia.
Right.
Yeah. So as of now, if you get Stadia or their deluxe version or whatever, you get like Destiny 2 and all the expansions free.
Yeah. That's it.
I mean, that's pretty good because that stuff's pretty pricey.
Huh? There's going to be other.
Well, there's going to be other things as well.
No, because if you just get the basic Stadia, you get nothing, right? You just get
the free Stadia.
Yeah,
you get the free Stadia.
You have to pay. You're buying a controller, and that's it. That's all you're getting.
But you can play on a PC without the controller.
Can you? It hasn't really been said.
How's the vibration?
How's the vibration on that thing? I don't know about you guys.
I thought we talked about this. When we found
the vibration's got to feel like at least an 8-inch Chad. I'm not talking about our Chad. I'm talking about the general Chad term because Chad is a meme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sniper, this is not the final product. We were just checking it out, see if it's going to work. The background's actually our biggest problem. We're going to change that into something super groovy.
We'll fix it.
Yeah.
It'll be cool.
Super groovy.
Anyways, I saw this article on NVIDIA. So it's like NVIDIA scientist predicts that the first game to require ray tracing GPU will be in 2023. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah.
So they're saying they're.
I don't care. I'm not going to make it that long.
Shut up. You're just having a kid. She's going to be playing ray tracing games, man. But anyways, I thought that was really neat. Like all these. So they're pretty much saying the first AAA title that's going to actually require. Like, can they actually make you require it though? In a way, like when it comes, because I know for PC you can't because you have your GPU, but I know all the consoles are the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Project Scarlet or whatever. They're all adding ray tracing to their.
If the consoles demand it, then PC will have to demand it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's just the way it's gonna have to go.
I thought that's crazy.
By the way,
like, you're gonna have to update by 2023. You're gonna have to have a graphics card
from what you just said. So, you said having a daughter, having a kid. Mila, the other day, she comes in, she's watching me play Punch Club, which looks like an NES game.
Yeah, it does.
Right? 100% NES game.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, do you want to play Rayman? Because it looks way better than this. Way more fun. She goes, and we could both play. And I was like,
don't you love how kids are little negotiators?
And I'm such a shitty.
Yeah.
Like it sounds so shitty coming from me when I'm like, I'm working.
You fooled one of those. I get it.
But I am, right? Yeah. In a way. So anyway, so she goes, you know what? I was like, what? She's like, when my little sister comes, she's going to be so good at video games because that's what you do. Because that implies that I'm not playing enough games with her, but I'll play with the little one. Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
Wow, titties.
Amelia, apparently, we were having a conversation about him. And outside of the conversation about his weight, we were having the conversation about how...
Oh, great.
Yeah, just kidding.
How could you get outside of my weight? It's so encompassing.
No, we were just talking about the contest and whatnot. But, like, I think it's so adorable that, like, Sam brought up how you were actually trying to figure out how you want to dad. Like, cloth diapers versus disposable diapers. And you're strategically, like...
He's like a hipster dad right now, I swear.
I look like a hipster.
Like, how are you going to be a gamer dad? So let's keep it tied in with gaming. Like, how are you going to make your little one a gamer?
I bet I can guess. I mean, I can say a bunch of assumptions, but I won't know
until Doom, $6.
You know what? I'm the gamer auntie. I definitely got my little nephew to... be decent at video games for his age, and I got my little brother to be the godlike gamer.
Yeah, but you don't
now.
Have to deal with the no sleep, the hardest parts. You deal with the
best
part.
I didn't. Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, it's a benefit of being an aunt or an uncle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so we only got a few listener questions here. Let's get through them. First one is from Jens.
Oh, fucking Jens. I read that one.
He says, listener question for the self-proclaimed comedic genius, Mr. F and Sweet. What's your best joke?
My life.
That was good.
That was in the chambers.
Yeah. 2 weeks he had been working on that.
Yeah.
No, I saw it earlier.
Well done, though.
We were talking about my stand-up. You saw my stand-up,
you
right?
You had stand-up?
It was all right.
Yeah, it was good.
You got to do stand-up at the TwitchCon house.
I wrote the joke from my stand-up session that day of. Like, I was just like, oh, fuck, which one should I use? And I had a whole bunch of jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck it, scratch. And it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I go on at 8 or 9. And I was like, let's go. And
where?
The comedy club? What's it called?
Was it Improv Night or something?
No. It was an actual, like...
Legit. Was it the one downtown?
No. It's the one on Claremont. It's the boulevard off the 163.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
The comedy
club. You were on schedule?
It's a Greek restaurant that becomes a comedy club at night.
No, but it's called the Comedy Store or something like that. It's actually like it's one of the three big ones.
And Euro Hero.
Yeah. And on the left side is a bar and a Greek restaurant.
That is a big deal up north.
Anyways, it was actually my first time ever doing stand-up, and it was in front of 150 people, 125 people.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just like, oh, yeah, you know, guy, you opened up for us and, you know, do 5 minutes. I'm like, yeah, for sure. I get there. And
probably 40 of them were your friends.
And 40 of them were like my friends. Dude.
Which is cool.
So my joke, I try to kind of revolve it around them and at the same time just making fun of them. I don't know. I think it was a good joke.
It went really well, dude.
It went well.
I would say like.
Hurry up with the punchline. What was it?
Here's the thing. I was making fun of one of my friends, but I didn't want to say who it was because the joke was very kind of personal because it was talking about some really personal shit that he went through and he did that he was like a fucking retard about.
Humor.
Yeah, it was about Daniel. That was pretty funny.
I believe it.
It was about Daniel's son. That was pretty good. Pretty good joke.
All right.
I think those are some of the best.
They were.
People ask me who my favorite comedian is, even though he's not like... a well-known name or anything, but he's known to be one of the most raunchy and comedians. Jim Norton, have you heard of him?
Yeah, it's great.
And it's all horrible personal stories. Yeah. That's all awesome. He talks about.
But it's good.
Yeah.
He's got a show on XM, I think, right now, or Sirius.
He's like the epitome of self-deprecating.
Yes, and I love him. I've never seen him live or anything like that, but he's got a special place in my heart, that's for sure.
Follow him on Instagram, because all those guys toured through San Diego.
Oh, really?
What I tell you, Chi, keep your feet on your side.
Yeah.
All right, next question from Bowl of Ramen. I feel like every gamer has their perfect game. Mine is a space game where you do anything, like Star Citizen, like what Star Citizen is hoping to be. Can you guys describe your perfect dream game and what game has come closest to that dream?
Ooh, that's heavy, bro. Yeah, email us individually before.
I would definitely say World of Warcraft was the dream game for me. It literally replaced life.
Yeah.
It replaced life for me at the time being.
Looking down the road, it would be like a better Warcraft?
No, basically. Oh, World of...
But you're also a different person now.
Well, too. Yeah, but if there was a game that literally would be life-sucking, that would be my dream game.
No man can ever step in the same river twice because he is not the same man and the river is not the same river.
Well, what if you're not a man at all?
If you're a lady, you can do whatever you want.
Anything life-sucking ever in my life with Max.
Dive and everything else in that river, so...
God, I don't know. I would say it's fluid. You can't really, just like my gender, my gaming is fluid. Like at certain points, I need.
Your gaming is fluid.
Yeah, at like a certain
point. You pee a lot when you game.
At certain points, it changes a lot. Is what?
Oh, okay, means. Never mind.
At certain points, I need. A lot of times, I sit. This is not like an exaggeration. A lot of times, I sit at my computer and I think to myself, I need to shoot things in the face.
Oh, and I get that feeling all the time.
Yeah, and I load up shoot in the face mm-hmm. games. Mm-hmm. Right now, that would be Strafe. Bobby, can you please play Strafe, please?
Strafe?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll check that one out, probably.
Yes, it's good. And then there's other times where, I need to play something with a podcast, because that's also rewarding because it plays well in the podcast. I don't know. It's always changing. I can't. There's no perfect game. Perfection is impossible. That's my answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what he's saying. Like, what's the closest thing to it?
Well, he's also asking what our ideal game is. But I think what Emilio is trying to say, which, you know, I feel the same way. It's your tastes change in genres. So I would say, like, for me, I love first-person shooters. And I think, you know, the best one I've ever played might be Doom 2016. And, you know, maybe there's some classics out there too that I really enjoy, but there's totally times like right now I'm really into RPGs for some reason. Don't know how that happened, but like first person shooters, not on my mind. So it's tough. Like I'd hate to speak for myself in the future, but, I think overall, yeah, first person shooters is, you know, I don't ask for much, you know, just a really good campaign. And there's always little things I look for. You know?
Don't worry about paying for it. Ray over here has Strafe on his account. He doesn't know about it, but he does.
I think my perfect game is just...
I think, like, let what? Me guess. It would be like Zelda Breath of the Wild.
So that was it, right? Like, right. Zeldas were my favorite things in the world. And then it was Zeldas. My favorite game was always, like, I want Zelda and Final Fantasy VII to have a baby and gave me something somewhat like that, but it holds something different. And I don't know why I feel like I got that with Fallout, like 3. I don't know why. Just give it to me. Because it has that, you know, like, it's not turn-based, you know, because it's not. But in a way, it kind of is.
You want it to be.
Yeah, you can freeze time.
Exactly.
It's everything.
Because I used a lot, because at first, I didn't want to use a lot of the, you know, like, the VAC, but I ended up using a lot of VACs.
It's fun.
And it had that, but it had like a Zelda thing to it. Not really, but you know, just the whole open world exploration kind of thing. And
the
they
story
had that.
Was fantastic.
And then, and I love the whole apocalypse stuff. I love all that end world stuff. Yep. I love, like, even though they're not zombies, but the ghouls were zombies.
Right.
I loved it. And they just put
all
everything.
All in one game.
All in one game. Yeah. And then New Vegas came out, and I was like, Pah! It was just, no, it was amazing. It was great. Fallout 4 disappointed me, and Fallout 76 is getting better. But Fallout 3, I know, I want to say my perfect game was Fallout 3. And the only way to make it better is if Fallout,
like, modern version
is if Fallout 76 would actually
become
Fallout 76. I don't know. Just be the game you kind of promised, and it's. I'm waiting for year two to actually really jump in. So, I jump in from time to time just to, like, check on my shit.
So, Ray, I don't know how much you listened before this, before you joined, but As long as Bobby has known me, I would say that Fallout 3 was my favorite game of all time. Hmm. And then I just recently moved that up to Witcher 3. So I know that you've had a hard time getting into it, but fuck, dude.
I would still almost say Divinity takes the cake for me when it comes to video game experiences. Yeah. I know I name drop WoW only because of like the amount of time, but like execution, Divinity. Back in the day, though, Parasite Eve, I brought that up earlier today. That was my perfect game for a long, long time. But outside of that, like, you're right. Like, as things change, my interest in Counter-Strike never does.
Well, Counter-Strike is the perfect game, but it's not the perfect game.
It's the longest lasting game, that's for sure.
Well, those types of games never get old because it's not necessarily about the game, but the people you're playing against.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what
keeps it fresh.
I wish people would actually like go back to like team deathmatch games like Unreal Tournament and Quake and that.
They're short lived. Remember that one we played like a month ago?
But that was bad.
We can't even name it.
I'm hoping when Halo comes out, because Halo's like
the Portal top one.
Yeah, the Portal one, Spigate. I'm hoping when Halo comes out on PC,
Spigate,
there's like some you know, a good community grows and people start playing that shit. I think
you know
cool.
what it is. If I were to just like guess, progression cannot be ignored. It's almost like such a
progression equals happiness.
You need progression, right? Mm-hmm. But then online, if you're playing against other people and you have progression, now you have tiers and it's not fair.
It's like, fuck that. I just love the skill.
There's a conflict there. You know what I'm saying?
I think probably it was
no.
So if some people have done more killing and they leveled up, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're fighting those people and you're new, you're obviously going to have...
Yeah, but in a game like Counter-Strike, the playing field's even.
Right, but there's no progression. And nobody gives a shit. No.
But it's there's like, always progression. I mean, it's you learn like, something new every time.
It's like baseball or football or any other sport, dude. It's about people playing against each other and you're matching your abilities against them. So that's always exciting.
I'm saying unlockable.
It's more like a sport.
It shows through the ranking in these games.
No, I get it, guys. I'm just saying that why is there not a new Counter-Strike? Because you have to have progression in your game, but progression automatically negates free play.
You can never have a new Counter-Strike. It's crazy. Like, Siege tried doing it a little bit, and they just wasn't even close.
Yeah.
They've carved out their own niche, though.
It ended up becoming their own thing, which is cool.
What's the other one? With the Sandstorm is the...
Insurgency.
So I think that has something... Because it's so much... has a lot of PvE in it, which makes it different. There's progression, and then there you go. So I don't think you could be online and have progression.
But I didn't really like Versus that much.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They've tried it. They've tried it with games that...
Name it. It's not fair. Yeah. If I have 4% more accuracy, and you don't because you're new to the game, I'm going to shoot you, and you're not going to shoot me.
No, progression definitely exists in Counter-Strike because...
In-game progression.
What do you mean in-game progression?
Like 4% more accuracy. Like,
can you become more powerful than your opponents?
Yes.
No. Oh, you're talking about leveling up? Like, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that in Counter-Strike.
When you gain knowledge,
you become like your real life being as an FPS player. That's the real ass progression there.
Right. I'm not saying that you can't get.
So there's no real stats on that. There's ranking systems, but there's no stats. That's why I like playing it.
Team Deathmatch.
And that's why I like Dota versus League.
And Division
Get on the
2?
Mic, dude.
Oh, sorry. When Division 2 had that, like when you're like playing Team Deathmatch, your actual build actually goes into Team Deathmatch.
Right.
So you can...
Yeah, I kind of dig that.
You can destroy people.
What happens, and you know, that can feel nice, but what happens is the people who have the most amount of time and or the most amount of money in some cases end up being the better players, not through any skill or talent that they've acquired through practicing, but just because they were grinding. So that can feel unpleasant for other people who lose to that.
The majority, let's say.
Mm-hmm. But then games exist where that happens and people are okay with it. I don't know. It's you have to make a decision when you're designing a game and choose which way you're going to go. And sometimes it works.
But you can also have the best build but not have the best aim. You know, I saw that in Division. Like, there was this one guy that the moment he got close to us, he had a vector and he had this vector build and he would destroy you in seconds. Like, you just run up and kill everyone. So then I started shooting him from really far and I was making sure he would never get close to me. I would use all my stuff to beat him. Right. So it's just different. I don't know. I miss real
stuff. There's more than one way to make a game. All right, last question from Warconius. Hypothetical scenario. All the podcasters get together, current and past, including Minnie and Chad. Everyone starts drinking heavily, including Bobby. Who is most likely to throw the first punch and why? I think
Bobby, if he's drinking.
Well, I mean, what
are
we drinking?
What that Bobby is.
If it's tequila, then yeah, white people don't do well on tequila. And it's probably going to be me or Chad.
Bobby, before I die, can I see you drunk?
Yeah. Probably not. You guys are like, oh, Bobby drunk. I bet that was so fun. It wasn't. It was pretty ugly.
I don't know that story. I don't know why. What do you mean?
I don't know. Did I ever see you drunk, Bobby?
Oh, yeah, dude. We used to hang out all the time. Wasted, dude. The first time we actually hung out, I fell asleep on your couch. I blacked out.
I don't remember.
Just woke there. Woke up there.
If it was bad, I feel like I would have remembered it.
Yeah, see,
but I dealt with.
I mean, I partied a lot, but you know, and I had some good times, but there were a lot of bad times too. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah. What would you do in lieu of drinking? Anything else? Like anything?
In lieu of drinking,
mm-hmm.
I liked smoking weed. That was
Black
way more conducive
cocaine.
To my
so
lifestyle.
So can we at least get high
Black
together?
Cocaine.
I don't know, maybe one of these days. Like, when I retire, I'm probably just going to be like, what else
If we get high together,
do?
I'm just falling asleep. I won't remember it.
Really? Yeah, we'll order a pizza. We'll watch some weird movies. Watch Yellow Submarine.
I could only hope that, like, by the time I'm 80, I have enough money to afford drugs. Because, like, who cares at 40? Just be high the entire time.
Yeah.
Really good drug.
Well, dude, I mean, old people are high all the time, man. They just go to their doctors and they're just like, pills, pills, pills.
We might have to like roofie or like spike his Soylent.
That's another, okay.
Like it's social either, experiment. Who can get Bobby spike drunk? Bobby
it's either Soylent. Whatever we said earlier or pills, pills, pills. I'm down for pills, pills, pills. Well. That's a really good episode.
I don't know, but then I got to wait till all the way to the end to get to the joke. What do we say? Casual something.
Yeah, who's going
to
make it through all this fucking garbage?
Get high and watch anime. Okay, interesting story. So that's how I fell in love with Afro Samurai, which is ooh, anime, good. Right?
Oh, yeah, well, great show.
I watched that high as shit and was like, whoa.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That could be the reason why Afro Samurai is one of the only anime that I actually like.
But
that's
also
always
made in America.
Yeah, that's true. Americans. That's true. It's like Americans' version of anime, which I think it was why it was more palatable to me. But if you have to be drunk or if you have to be high to enjoy something, that's usually not a good sign about whatever.
Unless
it is.
You're drunk or a pothead, then it's right down your alley.
If I tried drugs for the first time.
Oh, you still haven't done Molly or any of that
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even want to know. See, that's kind of like the thing where like Bobby won't get drunk.
She
I won't
drugs
do drugs.
Are bad, okay?
I mean, I've never done drugs before,
like,
guys. Ever?
I don't.
Ever?
Yeah, we that. Totally believe
ever.
You.
Let's wrap this one up.
Ever fractal?
Oh wait, no, who's throwing the first fist?
Never done anything. They're bad.
Honestly, I am such a lover when I'm drinking. I would never want to get into a fight.
No, she just starts crying.
Yeah.
In the backseat of a Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking
I got
for,
myself home safe.
Speaking for, what are we playing next week? What's everyone playing next week? So, again, I will be watching Silent Hill. Please join me on that. It's free on Crackle. We'll be talking about it next episode. I'm going to be finishing Legend of Grimrock 2, hopefully. I have nothing left to do in
you know
Wolfenstein
what would be
Youngblood.
Funny?
So,
what if when you, you're watching with your girlfriend, huh? Because Crackle, you can open it up on and watch it on your
oh,
browser.
You can share it?
No, you can watch it on your browser. Mm-hmm. What if you...
streamed it? You can't stream it.
Do a community watch.
But you could do Rabbit.
Yeah, right? Rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. We could get a movie night together, but I don't know. Diplo does that all the time.
Oh, really?
I don't know if
no,
I could...
I was talking about like real aspect, like going to the theaters. I mean,
oh,
you, remember
that.
I watched Game of Thrones in a theater? Like, they're always doing these like... little
it's just us she there's
there,
somebody
I know is there
you got
thousands of people
girlfriend.
Listen to this thousands of people listen to this
oh well at least no I'm saying like you know just talking
if
about
we did
screen.
It on Rabbit
we could live screen
we could get 10
oh,
of
you
those
want,
thousands
oh you want like
wait,
a rabbit
watch the rabbit
okay a rabbit stream I could
sucks.
Do that I could do that That sounds horrible. Oh, yeah, that rabbit stream? Yeah, let's do it.
We'll play with the idea of a DLG movie night. It might be fun.
Well, that could be your homework for next week.
Get a movie night going. Have everyone get on Discord and press play at the same time for a movie.
No, rabbit. Rabbit works.
What's rabbit?
It's where...
It's like you stream what you're watching, but somehow it's legal.
But is it instant?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can turn on voice or turn off voice or turn it on for certain people. There's a chat room. It's basically everyone hanging out online.
Like you can actually.
Rabbit shut down.
Rabbit shut down. Damn.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Oh, well.
So it wasn't legal.
All right. Well, maybe we should think of a movie for TwitchCon House, you know, something we could show late at night.
Who's got a projector?
When everyone's chilling. Dude, that place has a big screen.
Debbie does Dallas.
Debbie does old school.
God. All right. What are you guys playing next week?
I'm going to finish. Well, I don't know how long it is. It can't be that long with the level of detail it has. But yeah, Innocence, Plague Tale, mm-hmm. or whatever. And no more Punch Club, I don't think.
You know what? I'm going to give myself a consistency homework where instead of playing any particular titles outside of my homework title, Dust. I'm going to consistently play video games every night. Hmm. I'm not going to stream it every night, but I will at least get some gaming time in every night.
Your follow-through is at a strong 15%.
Well,
so because you have great ideas.
Yeah.
So we'll see you next week.
So last week, I had probably 4 photo shoots last week. So this whole week, I need to edit a lot of fucking photos, dude. I have no fucking time to game this week. And then Saturday... I have another shoot Saturday. No.
So why don't you quit your job and become a photographer?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Move in with me.
No, because it doesn't pay as well as working for my company.
Well, if you had more time.
If I had more time, I would have, yeah, maybe, I don't know, man.
Oh, I know. Oh, never mind.
Maybe edit a little DLG video.
Dude, I'm trying to manage all my shit right now. I haven't gotten to, like, the point where I'm comfortable to where it's like, I get off work, and then I can do this, and then I can game. I'm not
like the
there.
Story of my life.
Right
you know,
now.
Multiple people have been bringing up about you.
Mm.
Usually, it's always compliments. But now, not just one. I've had 4 people tell me, there's no way you're Mexican. Look how white you look on stream. Compare you to Bobby. You're like a sheet of paper. Well, don't even come close to me, but...
It's the red, guys. It's the red.
Yeah.
No, seriously. I'm Mexican, I think.
That's how... It's good of a blood test. Take a Jerry Springer.
I swear. My mom, they're from Mexico City and Sonora. And, like, plus, I can't even say... Bethesda, right? Come on.
So you're saying he doesn't have a peasant face for a Mexican?
Yeah. Because I'm more from Spain.
Yeah.
And the whole Serrano last time.
You don't look like you eat in Spain. Oh, sorry. Oh. Why am I so rude?
What does that mean?
He only eats at Chuck E. Cheese. That's what she's saying.
What does that mean?
Remember how we were joking
Let's wrap this up.
Oh, okay. I didn't get it.
Speaking for Bobby, Chi, Ray, and myself.
Happy birthday, titties.
Oh, happy birthday.
Fractal designed titties. You fucking stole my thunder. Sniper, you coming to TwitchCon?
Oh, are you, Sniper? Oh, wait, no. USCG Boat says, did y'all miss me? Because I missed y'all sexy peeps.
Aww.
Yay. Yay, never nay. We missed you.
Bye.